This week, evil lurks behind blue eyes as we discuss the 1996 fantasy horror film, Vampirella. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bloody Bits Horror Show. I am your host, Eddie, the Axe Jefferson, and joining me, as always, the guy who wants more Vlad and less Stat, Tim Yobo. How are you doing today, good sir?
I'm doing good because I got to see one of my rock and roll heroes in a movie.
That is such a weird pick for Vlad in this. Such a bizarre casting to bring fucking Roger Daltrey from The Who.
If you look at all of his, you see he's done at least like maybe 15 movies. So
he's done way more than that.
And he's a draw. Yeah. I picked this movie because at all the lists that you sent me, I saw his name on it. I was like, okay, that's the one I'm taking.
That's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, to be fair, they were in the soundtrack for Lost Boys. So they definitely have a link to the vampire world, let's say.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Lost Boys that's pretty classic vampire horror movie.
Yeah, I remember when I saw it in the movie theater, I enjoyed it, but I don't think I've seen it since.
Yeah, that's true. He was also in the Limp Bizkit Break Stuff video, Roger Daltrey.
Never saw it.
Oh, really?
It's Limp Bizkit.
It was in two episodes of the TV series Witchblade, which never saw that. Okay. So,
decent enough, right? He was really good in Tommy because he didn't really have to talk too much. He just had to look at the camera and like be beautiful and just let the camera just shoot him.
Yeah. But
then he did McVicar, which I think is based on a true story. And then I know I saw him in The Legacy, and I saw that. That came out in 78. I think that was right before I found out that he was even in The Who. Because I remember being in the theater, seeing some other movie, and the trailer for that came on, and all the teenage kids in the back were smoking pot. When Roger Daltrey's face popped out, they all went, yeah! And I was like, who's that guy?
That's funny. Yeah, who the fuck is that guy? Why do you guys care about this guy? Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, no, he's been in, just looking at the Internet Movie Database, he's got 72 credits as an actor.
Wow, but that's a lot more than I thought. Okay.
A couple of them you can't really count, like The Who at Kilburn, 77. Or
yeah,
the
I was going to say,
World
there's probably
Tour.
A lot of them as himself. The Who but the was, Kids All Right.
But he was on, like, That 70s Show or CSI.
That makes sense.
You know?
CSI.
Yeah, was
I know, I was waiting for him to pop up on Law & Order SVU. Come on.
No, he played Mickey Dunn in one episode of CSI. Mm. So
there were two people in this movie who appeared on Law & Order SVU episodes.
I got it, Tim. I thought of you when I was making my notes.
Do you know both of them?
Yeah, I think I do, Tim. We'll get to that in a minute, buddy. But before we do, I got to ask, what's your week been like, man? How you been?
Pretty slow. Hey, happy Trans Awareness Day or
happy
Visibility
Trans
Day.
Happy Trans Awareness Day, yeah.
Whichever one it is, right?
Well, I like that people, I think it was Trump, was pissed off because Biden said Happy Trans Awareness Day on Easter.
But it's also been the same day for years on March 31st.
Yeah, but Easter's also a holiday where we paint eggs to make them look gay. And he's got a problem with trans people.
That's true. You're transforming those eggs into something else, right?
Right. You're hard-boiling.
Something plain to something beautiful that people are going out hunting for. Look at that. I'm just a perfect mix of high and drunk. Come up with that.
Yeah, and everybody likes a good Easter egg, whether you're a guy, a broad, asexual person. Everybody likes a good hard-boiled
egg. Just be a good egg. That's it, right?
That's true. Don't be a bad egg. That's a very good point. Otherwise, you get sent down the old incinerator. Like, what was that, Veruca Salt? I was confused. Violet was the one who turned violet. Veruca was the spoiled bitch in Willy
what
Wonka.
What you talking about? Oh,
Willy Wonka, she was a bad... Damn.
I never saw it.
God. Ah, so Tim, buddy, what have you been consuming besides Willy Wonka? Clearly,
I know on HBO the documentary "The Truth versus Alex Jones" just came out.
Oh, I gotta check that out. Mm-hmm. I love Alex Jones.
It's about 2 hours. It's 2 hours and 30 minutes, and it's about 6 hours too short. This thing should have been like three or four fucking four parts for real. With just the shit, because I watched the whole thing when it went down live. And I think we mentioned it before, that podcast, Knowledge Fight.
Yeah,
they
fantastic.
Have all the depositions are on that fucking podcast. So you hear, there's like 6 hours of Alex Jones getting disposed, whatever, by that fucking lawyer guy.
Yeah.
And just holy shit, just that and the other ones that all the other ones are saying about how, isn't it better to think that those kids aren't really dead? Doesn't that make the world a better place instead of thinking that they are dead and that something like that could happen? And just how his own father is like, yeah, the next day after he talked about Sandy Hook, sales went up from $82,000 to $300,000 in overnight. So we told him to replicate the same thing that he was doing, to keep doing whatever it was he was talking about that day. We told him to keep talking about it.
Yeah, of course. Of course, it's a big outrage-powered fucking money-making machine. That's the entire grift.
Yeah, so I definitely recommend that. It's a really good episode. And check out, like I said, check out Knowledge Fight, because they do other things, not just Alex Jones. They've done some what the fuck is that guy's name? The one who went to jail. Jim Baker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jim Baker.
Some other other lady who thinks that they're raptors from out of space who pretend to dress up as humans, but also they've also been a couple times in Jurassic Park dressed up in raptor costumes so people wouldn't recognize them. So they're raptors dressed up as raptors in a movie so people wouldn't recognize them.
We just need Chris Pratt to do the weird hang loose thing to them so he can control them, right, Tim?
Yeah. And then I saw Kong and Godzilla, New Kingdom, or
Kong
New Empire, whatever
Godzilla.
It is.
Yeah. How was that, buddy?
I mean, look, it's no Godzilla Minus One. Mm-hmm. It's no original Godzilla. It's no original King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what, the fourth or the fifth installment in this one? Going back to original Godzilla, then Skull Island, then King of Monsters, then...
Got the one with Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, oh, I don't think anybody counts that one. You know what? Less people. The people, the ones who like the all the shit that's going on. King Kong, Godzilla sleeps in the Roman Colosseum. Okay, he curls up into a little ball. Yeah. All right, that doesn't get me as much as the dialogue and the fucking motivation for the people in this goddamn movie. So just less people, more of Godzilla, Kong, Mothra. Oh, what? I don't know if that's a spoiler, but...
Quick question. Is Godzilla a reptile?
I don't know what he is. He's a force of nature, right?
I would think that... Because reptiles aren't able to regulate their own body temperature. They're cold-blooded, so they have to bake in the sun. But Godzilla can generate fire internally, so he should be able to regulate his own body temperature.
Well,
do they delve into that
well,
at
he's
all?
The, he's the, no, well, he's the top titan, right? So, look, if you believe that a moth could be a threat to any other animal in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah.
That's the thing I never got. Moth. Come on. Jesus Christ.
Mothra. If we're going to go with things to be intimidated by, I don't think a moth is high up on my list. Maybe the ones from Silence of the Lambs, the weird death head ones that he was putting in the dead body.
Possibly, yes. I know right now Bobby's head is exploding if he's listening to us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
Bobby.
Bobby.
But it is a weird choice, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Of the things you could pick, you go... Fuck, I'm trying to think, like, pretty much any other thing in the
There's another, I
world.
Saw King of Monsters. I saw the last five-minute fight of King of Monsters.
Mm.
And, what was it? Oh, no, the other one. I think Destroy All Monsters, where it was Godzilla versus Ghidra, the three-headed dragon, and all the other ones were fighting, too.
Yeah, see, that makes
sense.
There's,
like, a gigantic T-Rex type thing that looks like Godzilla.
Well,
okay,
that's... It's like you're stealing from Godzilla's notebook there.
Yeah. But I don't know.
What about a giant praying mantis? That'd be fucking scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
That would make more sense, right?
Yeah, hire me. I got some designs for you. A giant scorpion. That'd be pretty cool.
You
want to
get hired by Toho or by Legendary?
Toho. So, and Tim, speaking of the wonderful Japanese culture, you know what I've been consuming, Tim?
You've been watching more Visitor Q on just a loop?
No, I've been playing the demo for Stellar Blade. That's
how
such
do you
a
play with
game.
One hand? That's what I want to know. What kind of special controller do you have that
Tim,
you can play
the game
with one
is
hand?
The game is fantastic. First of all,
is it good or is it just Lara Croft see her tits jiggle?
No, it's a good game. That's the fun thing about it is it's like a more action oriented Japanese like space fantasy version of like Elden Ring.
But wait, how is there that kind of gravity in space? Because I've seen those demos, and it looks like there's definitely gravity going on.
You know what's hilarious about that is for her to be in naked like that in the skin suit, you effectively are like Master Chief taking off the armor, so you no longer have your shields in the game. So you could play that if you wanted to.
Yes, but you also have that five-second stun of any enemy who sees you looking like that, where they're just like, so...
I just got to say, video games are back, baby. That's all I got to say. And you know what? Hats off to them. I'm impressed by the technology. The jiggle physics are next level. If this is
somebody should make a comparison video between that and the first Tomb Raider.
Oh God, yeah, Lara Croft with the fucking pyramid titties.
Then yeah, we can go to all those Dead or Alive games, just all the titty jiggle throughout the years of video games.
Well, yeah, you start with Custer's Revenge, right?
You got to make jiggle on those pixels, yeah.
Well, there wasn't much jiggle for Lara Croft in the original Tomb Raiders either.
No, but it was leaps and bounds over that first 8-bit game, yeah. Right?
Well, it was three dimensions, right? So I think any time a tit has a third dimension, that helps a little bit, Tim.
Double D and 3D, yeah.
Maybe that would have helped Vampirella if there were some more dimensions to her tits. So, Tim, buddy, your pick for... We got back to 90s. We're in 96. And your pick immediately, Vampirella. Now, you say that it's because Roger Daltrey from The Who plays Vlad, but I don't know, Tim. I think you may have other alternative motivations.
I won't lie. I won't say it didn't hurt. But I saw, come on, it's Roger Daltrey. How do I pass up a chance on not talking about Roger Daltrey?
Of course,
it's a brand new song I never heard before, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not the greatest of songs, but his voice is good.
It's something. I mean, it's Roger. If you ever wanted to hear Roger Daltrey trying to do like if you had a Hollywood producer write a grunge song. That's what that. But in Vegas,
no, this is a reject from Anne Rice, Queen of the Damned. Lestat wouldn't sing the song.
I got so much fucking Queen of the Damned vibes off of this shit. It's so down to the being like a Vegas lounge act shit.
Yes, I have written down. Yeah, he's a fucking lounge fly. He's just fucking hanging out in the lounge.
See, that's what I don't get is like he's supposed to be some big world famous musician in this Vlad, but he's just doing like a residency at the fucking circus.
No. Here's what's more confusing is at some point, some characters' kids have his poster on their wall.
Yeah.
They are too young to be into this guy's music and too young to know a guy who, like you said, would have a residency at a Vegas bar and grill.
Yeah. For our international...
There's tables there. There's tables.
For our international listeners, when an artist gets a residency in Vegas... It's usually when they've got fewer sunrises left in their career than
but they got
seen.
A lot of shit that they got a lot of back catalog. So so you can go see their show because they got to do the show what three times a fucking day and four times on Sunday.
So like Celine Dion is a perfect example of it, right? She's got a massive library of music that no one cares about except for people who loved Titanic.
Look, she's never been my cup of tea, but that woman can sing, right?
Yeah, of course she can sing. I'm not dismissing that, but nobody's cared about her for a long, long time. So, it's a good place for her to have a residency in Vegas. Or Carrot Top, another great example. Somebody who was a big comedian in the 90s, and then no one cares.
Was he ever that big to be able to get a residency? I don't understand,
He got a movie made.
Yeah. I thought there was a certain level that you had to be to get a residency. Especially like that dude's been there for like 10 fucking years.
Oh,
it's not
I
even
know.
Like
yeah,
he's doing like a 6-month stint, like Adele or something like that.
Like it makes
how is
like,
Adele going? He's still got to be huge.
Like, it made sense, like Carlin, right? It was later in his career, but he was still had a ton of material. You know, so you're
a comedian.
Get, like,
it's Vegas, all right?
Mm-hmm. Penn and
Carrot
Teller.
Carrot Top is not, yeah. Carrot Top is, how many props can you have?
A lot, apparently.
I don't know. I think he's doing a lot of repeat props. Yeah. I saw that fire hydrant 2 hours ago. Get something new. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to need something new besides the toilet with the rear view mirror on it so you can see the asshole behind you.
Oh, God.
We need something new there, Mr. Top. So, Tim, what's your history with Vampirella?
Nothing.
Never seen it before?
Nope.
Wow. But you saw it. You saw who was in it, Roger Daltrey, and you're like, mm-hmm. I got to check this sucker out. Okay.
Correct.
So initial impressions, then. What did you think of the movie?
This is a good, just like turn it on.
This is a good hangover
movie. Not having to pay too much
movie.
Attention to it, right?
Yeah.
Certain scenes definitely should be paying more attention to than other scenes. Yeah. Like when there's coats involved, you can get a drink. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Like I said, this
asshole
is
asshole nerd, man. What a fucking little asshole nerd he is.
Did you want to fucking kill that guy
gotta
immediately?
Ruin it for everybody else, man.
Fucking
Jesus Christ.
Dickhead. Yeah. So I'm with you. I think that this is my first time watching it as well. And it is like a perfect hangover movie. If you're not paying much attention, because then somebody walks in, you're just laying on the couch feeling like shit. And they're like, what you watching? Like, oh, Vampirella. Like, yeah, what's happening? Like, I don't know. They're from space or something. I don't know.
It's like a whole mixture of shit.
Yeah, because if you like tried to break down the story of this movie.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Maybe this isn't a good hangover movie because this is going to make your head hurt even more if you just like pull on one thread.
If
like,
you just don't.
How does he have an English accent where supposedly they're speaking in their language on their planet and then they start to learn English when they come here?
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions. A lot of questions about this fucking movie. But if you just don't think about the movie, if you just kind of let it wash over you, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Right? You'll never know exactly what's happening at any given moment.
Doesn't really matter,
fine.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. There's no stakes to it. Nobody cares. The people acting and it seem like they aren't really that interested. Like, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Some more than others. I think the guy who played, what's the guy named? Demos, whatever.
Oh, Demos, yeah.
I thought he was doing pretty good in the movie.
Yeah, Brian Bloom. That guy was pretty good. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. He was certainly committed to the bit. That guy does a shitload of voice work.
I was gonna say, holy shit. See, we know him from two different worlds, maybe. Or maybe the worlds collide on this one, because I know him from Law and Order SVU, and you know him from a million plus video games.
Yeah, so he was in one episode of SVU, like you said, Brian Bloom, who played Demos. He was also, he did the voice for Captain America in a shitload of Justice League cartoons and video games. And he's been some military guy in every Call of Duty or Wolfenstein. Like,
I guess he's got that military voice, right?
Yeah, he does. Like, I get it. You know, he's got a kind of a gruff, commanding-sounding voice, but... So this one, Tim, was directed by Jim Wynorski, who is a heavy hitter in the world of horror and exploitation.
Mm-hmm. Was he in this movie? Was he the newscaster?
Wynorski?
Yeah.
You know, was he the newscaster? I don't recall now. I know I saw...
Big-headed guy with the mustache and beard.
You know what? I think he was.
Yeah, because when I saw it, I was like, that's got to be the director.
Yeah. Yeah, I did notice John Landis, his cameo.
Yo, he can't land a helicopter. How's he going to land the fucking shuttle?
Yeah, he's credited as astronaut number one, and then in parentheses, beard.
AKA asshole number one, yeah.
Piece of shit number one. Well, maybe not number one. Maybe that's Dan Snyder, but he's up there. So yeah, and now Jim Wynorski, he directed Chopping Mall, 976 Evil 2, and Tim, your favorite, Munchie.
Which one is that?
The little fucking gremlin. It was like a knockoff of fucking Ghoulies.
Wow, man. How low does your movie have to be if it's a knockoff of Ghoulies?
Which is a knockoff of Critters, which is a knockoff
of
Gremlins.
Yeah, wow. You're like six levels down on this knockoff shit, man.
Well, I'll tell you another great thing about Wynorski is he said he went to Hollywood because he wanted to be the next Corman.
He gave it a shot.
He certainly did. He really did. Because after doing this, he went into the world of horror parodies like The Bear Wench Project or The Witches of Brestwick, which I might have to check out.
Yes, because he learned. Give the people what they want, right?
Yeah. Just deliver. Deliver the titties and you're good to go. Which, unfortunately, that's he had some problems with titties in this. We'll get to that, though. Writing credit, we've got, of course, Forrest J. Ackerman, who created the character of Vampirella and is a bloody buddy because he had a cameo as an actor in the movie Dead Alive. Isn't that crazy? Creates Vampirella. They put him as a just an old man walking by in Dead Alive. So that's fun. And, of course,
imagine
Frank...
being that one guy in the movie theater. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Recognizing him, right?
That's the guy that made Vampirella. And then everybody
just
throws
shit. I can't be
sure.
Maybe I should buy another ticket to see this again just to see if I can catch him.
And then everybody just throws bricks at his head. Shut up. We're trying to watch Dead Alive.
That's Visitor Q. See, you can't get that movie out of your head, Eddie.
That's true, Tim. Then, of course, for the writing credit, you also have Frank Frazetta because of his involvement with the comic book and character design for Vampirella. And if you've ever wondered, if you're younger and you don't know who Frank Frazetta is, go find your local pedophile and take a look at his van because painted on the side of it is usually some artwork that's inspired by Frank Frazetta. Or back before there were dispensaries, Tim, you used to see his posters every
and
time you wanted
to. Yeah, Yogi Lala, yeah.
Every time you wanted to go score a bong or buy weed from a guy who had a fucking four-track recording of him playing guitar badly.
No, it was drums and it was her boyfriend. He wasn't even the dealer. It was the dealer I had used to be a chick. And it was her boyfriend who would make you listen to his band.
Crazy.
What a trap that shit was.
That's worse. That's even worse than it just being the dude's own music.
No, it was crazy because I remember at one point she had to move to like a really small apartment because she was kind of stupid as a drug dealer. She just really got away with it because she was just selling pot and she was hot and she convinced every guy that not this time, but maybe next time something could go on. She was very, very smart that way.
Yeah. See, that's a good business move.
And when she got into the smaller apartment, it literally was you would open up the door, which she would leave unlocked because you rang the bell and I buzzed you in. So I know who it is going to be coming into the apartment. And she was right on the first floor. Everybody in the building had to walk past to get in or out. You had to 100% walk past her apartment. And she had her whole rig set up right next to the apartment door.
That's pretty good.
She put a curtain over the door. So she thought that that would like mute the sound. But when you would go in, it would literally be, there was the bed, and then there was right to the right of the door, her rig set up with the scale and all the shit that you could buy, right? Just pot and mushrooms, and not even, once mushrooms, but always, sometimes hash, too. I never forget the time I went over there, and I opened the door, and her boyfriend is laying in that bed with literally just the sheet just covering his junk.
Oh.
That's it.
That's rough, man.
And I didn't fucking move to cover up anymore while I was there for the whole fucking transaction.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, then one time having to help him in with his fucking drum kit because I was supposed to meet her at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon after I called her like five times to say like, we're still on for 2 o'clock, right? I'm coming all the way down. I'm coming from Queens. I'm coming all the way to Manhattan. Yeah. She gets there like half an hour fucking late. He's got his fucking drum thing. And I'm like, I guess the faster he gets his jump shit into the house, the faster I get my fucking pot and I get the hell out of here. But
Can I tell you, the other day, Tim, I went on an app on my phone that's linked to my PayPal account.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Yes.
That I just had it. I paid it for pot. And then the next day, a man just drove to my house and said, here you go, dude, and then left.
I was just, as I was telling that story, I was just thinking about how, because I just went to the dispensary the other day. Well, it's not even a dispensary now. It's a fucking just regular weed store. And I bought like an ounce. I bought some pre-rolls. And I bought a weird thing. This one company called 40 Tons, they have 0.4 4 gram bags, not 3.5. And it's the same price as a lot of the other eights. So I picked that up. Pretty good.
Nice. Okay.
And I was thinking, wow, how much easier it is. But then I also think, man, how many less stories I would have.
That's true. Yeah, it's right? less fun now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, am I going to go into a store and some guy, some drummer in a band that's never going to fucking break at the oldest goddamn time? If you haven't hit it by now, you're not going to hit it. And getting one more fucking pothead who's coming over to buy a fucking ounce of weed as a fan is not going to break you over the fucking limit.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of stories.
You're
never going to
get that when you walk into a fucking dispensary. I don't care what state you live in.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of stories about how you were going to go buy weed off of a guy, but his car broke down, so now you have to give your dealer a ride to the auto parts store to pick up a distributor cap, take him back to his house, and then wait for him to get it installed and figure out how the fuck, because then he forgot the firing order of the spark plugs, so there's no internet for him to look it up on, too, by the way. So he's trying to call auto shops to help have them look it up, and you just want to buy a fucking eighth of piney shit that was harvested too fucking young, but still works, but you know,
and you know, wet. It's a little bit too wet, so the scale gets
so of course you're like, this isn't a fucking eighth, dude. This I could put this in the cap of a fucking 20 ounce soda. This isn't a fucking eighth. It's like, no, it is, dude. I weighed it, and it's all because you're trying to fuck his little sister, because you could go over and buy from another dealer across town who's not going to give you the same shit, but you're not trying to fuck his
but
little
his sister's
sister.
Ugly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, his sister had a bad acne problem.
No, well, this chick, she was crazy, man, because, I mean, there were times where I would go over to the house, right? And she was one of these things where you had to smoke with her.
Of course,
yeah. It was very hard to just get in and out.
Yep.
And I'm talking, like, there were times, I mean, I'm perfectly guilty of it, too, because she was a hot chick and she was letting me hang out in a fucking house and smoke pot, where I would smoke almost more than I fucking bought.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'd be like, she would get up and go to the bathroom and there'd be stacks of fucking cash right there. And just like pre-bagged fucking eighths of fucking ounces, half an ounce and stuff like that. And like, all right, there's got to be a fucking camera in here, right? I got to be being tested because there's just no fucking way you're going to have any kind of fucking, I hate calling her a drug dealer, but pot dealer, right? You just cannot be that kind of fucking loose where you're going to get up and leave cash on the fucking table. And then I remember there was one time where there was used to be this one chick who all of a sudden just was hanging out over there all the goddamn time. And then after like 3 or 4 months, she wasn't there anymore. And then I find out the story was she was constantly stealing off of her. And like, it took you that long to figure out what
months.
Was going on.
Three
where it was like,
months.
Yeah, let's see. I sold 8/8 today. Oh, that's an God. Ounce. I should have $575 here in cash. I only have $75. What's going on?
Yeah, what happened to the other 7/8?
But no. Here's what she said: is she knew earlier, but she was a little bit too afraid to say anything because she didn't want to make any trouble.
Well, it's rude. Fucking shit, man. Ah, kids, you're so lucky.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's going to be a lot less cool stories.
Yeah, it's true. Starring Talissa Soto as Vampirella.
Where have we seen her before?
Well, our listeners will probably recognize her as Katana from Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat Annihilation, Tim.
Dude, she looks like fucking Gail Godot so much in this movie. I can't
really
believe
does.
It. It was like unrealistic how fucking close. Yeah. I'm like, that's fucking Wonder Woman doing these fucking things. Much better outfit. This is a Zack Snyder Wonder Woman outfit that this one's wearing in this one.
Oh, yeah. With just the W over her pussy. Yeah, Tim. This was Zack Snyder inspired. Zack Snyder saw this and was like, that's it. I got to get into comic book movies.
Yeah.
No, that's assuming somebody saw this movie, which we know didn't happen.
Yeah, this movie doesn't do slow motion. There's like speed effects in it. So maybe he saw this movie and was like, I can do it, but I got to make it a little bit different. What can I do?
Put my own touch
slow
on
motion,
it.
Yeah.
Make my own cut of some sort. which, by the way, big bone of contention, because the director, Jim Wynorski, did not want Talissa Soto to play Vampirella. And he said literally the reason was because her tits weren't big enough.
I am very unfamiliar with the Vampirella comic book. When I found out that this was based on a comic, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. But wasn't that like in the 60s and 70s where the comic book was like out,
so,
right?
Yeah, it was an older comic book for sure.
Yeah. So how she's being drawn, right? She's like a fucking, she's like, she'd be on the cover of heavy metal.
Oh yeah. I mean, Frank Frazetta did the artwork for the comic book.
Yeah, well, there you go.
The guy that, yeah, exactly. So the guy, so the director, the who he wanted to play her was Julie Strain. You remember her, Tim?
No, who's that? From what?
Julie Strain, well, I mean, she basically plays a party girl or an erotic dancer in fucking everything she's ever been in, Tim. So I'm trying to find one you might have here. Taking It Off Out West, you've probably seen that, right?
No, but you know what? Look, if that's all she's known for, I'm sorry to say, they're probably better off with this one because she's okay in this movie.
She's not, no, well, Julia Strain's
not in this
movie.
Somebody who's only played a stripper and
no.
Can't be that great of an actress. She's just got big tits.
I'm saying the bride.
God, I'm getting old. I went, wow, an actress who's actually better at the role should get it than the one with the big tits. What's getting old sucks, man. Yeah.
No, you're going woke, Tim. See, I'm telling you.
No, because I still enjoy Sydney Sweeney's breast very much, so I'm not woke.
You know what you got to do, Tim, is you got to go play Stellar Blade.
Mm.
That'll help you. I'm telling you, buddy. It just genuinely has fun combat. Like, that's what sucks. I can't even play it alone because my hand starts wandering down. God damn it. I can only beat off so many times.
Yeah, see, this is a game you can't play in front of your family, right? You can't play this on your Steam Deck at work.
No, I'm going to. You can't play it on your Steam Deck because it's on a PS5, Tim. But now I'm going to make my wife come watch me play it. Then, of course, as we'd mentioned, yeah, Roger Daltrey playing Vlad, which, who is that, Tim? Who?
Probably one of the greatest rock singers ever in one of the greatest rock bands ever. And who, yep. I will say this, out of a lot of musicians, probably had one of the better acting careers, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'll take it. I would love to see Roger Daltrey in any Marky Mark Wahlberg movie, except for maybe The Departed and Boogie Nights.
Hmm. Yeah.
Put Roger Daltrey in The Happening. Put Roger Daltrey in whatever that stupid movie is coming out now where he's doing some fucking cross-training with a dog.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, Tim, did you see that they're talking about making another Boondock Saints, by the way? Speaking of shitty people.
With the same people. Because, all right, the last time I saw Norman Reedus, he was doing a spinoff of Walking Dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I saw the other guy, what's his name, Sean Flattery?
Yeah, that piece of shit.
He was in some movie that was produced by some right-wing religious channel. What the fuck was it called? Was he being interviewed while he was supposed to be a serial killer who was possessed by a devil and a psychiatrist who's an atheist? Yes. What was the name of the fucking movie, man?
Oh, God, I don't remember. It's in the Bloodbath movie, though. It's such a terrible fucking movie.
That was the last time I saw him, so that's going to be an interesting matchup.
It was a fun premise. It reminded me of Primal Fear, but without being made well.
Yes, that's true. Great fucking movie. First time I saw Ed Norton, and holy shit, that movie got me all the way to the end.
He was fantastic in that too, man. And that was
and
so
Richard
early.
Gere, also another great actor.
Oh yeah, and that was
and
so
Laura
early.
Turney, yeah.
Yeah, that was so early in Norton's career too. For him,
I think
to,
that was his first movie.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, his first feature for sure.
Definitely.
No, he was fantastic in that one. So then, Tim, we've got cameo by John Landis, of course, as we said, playing astronaut number one, that piece of shit. Big ups, we got Angus Scrimm, who plays the High Elder of the Vampire Council, Mr. Tallman himself from the Phantasm movies.
Holy fucking shit. Because I saw that name and I'm like, why do I know that name? Why do I know that name? I never bothered to look it up.
Well, it's the tall man, Tim.
I thought it was that stupid Irish guy who the vampire at the end who's wearing the shirt that's too tight. Come on, man. You're living for like 30,000 fucking 3,000 years. Can't take off 5 pounds.
Yeah. You'd figure they'd have enough time. And plus they don't even eat. So is they just bite fat people? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's true. How do they gain weight or lose weight? They should all be the same, pretty much same weight.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense, man. So Jim Wynorski also, when he talked about this film, he complained that one of the big problems was that they filmed it in Vegas. So the majority of the budget for it was just embezzled. So, which you can kind of tell.
For all the sanitation this movie had to have taken away.
Yeah.
A lot of waste here. You need management. Yeah.
A lot of trash you're going to need taken out of here.
Oh, hey, you want your signs to have electricity or not? Yeah, that's another 50 grand.
And again, thinking about Vegas in the mid-90s, I mean, it was still just fucking completely mobbed up back then.
Yeah, because Casino hadn't come out by that time, right?
No, Casino was 98, right?
Yeah, so I'll see you early 90s.
No, it was 95. Okay, so yeah.
Wow, shit.
It had. God damn, that was a lot earlier than I expected.
So that movie lied, right? Because what? This movie's same about the same time, and the mob's still taking over, because the mob's all fucking vampires anyway, those bloodsuckers.
Well, yeah. We'll get to that. So that is funny, too, if the mob was embezzling a bunch of fucking money from him and the bad guys were a vampire mob in the movie. That's pretty good. All right, so this movie, Tim, opens on Draculok, which is a planet that looks like the Vegas International Airport.
Oh, my God. I have written down, they're just going too far into the future with this.
They really are, because, okay.
This is like Caligula 3000.
It is. It really is.
If there was a sequel to Caligula and they updated it, it'd be Caligula 3000.
You know what it reminds me of is on that old sketch comedy show, Mr. Show. They had a sketch where it was this award show that gave an award to this movie about a streaker in the 1970s. And then they did a sequel to the movie, and it was it took place in like the year 2000. So they were both high powered executive streakers who ran a business where they had StreakBot robots that ran around streaking events. And it was all that shitty retro futurism.
Wow, holy Another shit, I don't remember that at all. I've seen that.
I'll send it.
Yeah, because I watched it at least like 3 times. That whole run.
And it just reminds me of that. Yeah, when they would do a sequel and they're like, "Well, we can't do Gilligan's Island again. What about Gilligan's Planet? Why don't we set it up on space?" By the way, Gilligan's Planet is in the blood bank. It was a cartoon.
Thank you for you saying that, Eddie. That instead of me, yes.
No problem.
No, Mr. Show is great, except for that one thing with the fucking dimples.
Oh, the story of Everest?
And see, it turned out I was right, because wasn't that motherfucker at January 6th or something?
Yeah, so, yeah. Jay Johnston was there.
Yeah, he knows how to climb.
Yeah. He's also, he was Jimmy Pesto in the Bob's Burgers. He did the voice for the guy that does the Italian restaurant across the street, Bob's Arrival.
I'll take your word for it.
Guess they had to replace his ass. So, okay, in this future, Tim, vampires eat organic blood, just like we're supposed to be eating crickets here.
But before that, they were drinking each other's blood?
Yeah, to gain more power, they turned barbaric, and they drank off of each other. Because remember, this is planet Draculon, where I guess
300 centuries ago? How many? How long is it? It's 3,000 years, right?
3,000 years ago, yeah.
So,
their planet, they're all vampires. There's no humans, so they feed off of each other, I guess. But then they came up with an organic blood substitute.
No. Their rivers are flow from blood. They have rivers that naturally flow from blood. I don't know if that was once they discovered those rivers tasted like blood and were okay to drink and live on, that they then went, hey, there's an alternative to being barbarians and drinking each other's blood.
But you see, Vlad, he ran a crew of vampires that continued to go feed off of other vampires so that they could gain power. All right, you guys staying with this? Because this is Vampirella 96. This is the beginning. Yeah.
Issue one, the politics.
The politics of space vampires is where we start with this.
Yeah, this is like the Phantom Menace of vampire movies with all this fucking...
We just need like a Yodel vampire in the corner, the little female Yoda. Yeah.
That's her name, Yodel?
Yodel, yeah. Look it up. So Vlad's a prisoner, right? Because he feeds off the other vampires.
They and notice these are the balls from Tommy. They just painted the fucking gigantic balls at the end of Tommy.
Yep.
I'm like, exactly. Come on, man. That's got to be like a little wink and a nod, because it's not only on this, it's on the other set too.
You think Daltrey brought him? You think they're like, hey, Daltrey, are you gonna come be in our movie? And he's like, yeah, I'll come bring my giant balls. And then they're like, okay, whatever.
They're like, you know who's got the balls to do this movie? Roger Daltrey.
He does. He's got the balls to be the big bad guy in the movie, too. Not just a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
He's the big guy.
He's the second build, right?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Only after Vampirella, who was just some model chick that they decided would probably be good as a vampire woman. And she wasn't bad. I mean, you know, hats off to her. She did what she could.
I think she was much better this than she was in the Mortal Kombat movie.
As Katana, yeah.
Yeah?
Fair, yeah. Well, they didn't give her much to do in the Mortal Kombat movie, though, so.
It's weird, because this movie, her accent starts really heavy in the beginning of this movie, when she's talking to her dad, and then by the end, it's kind of almost gone, so.
It's, right, yeah. And it's funny, because, like, I don't know, remember, like, Bordello of Blood with Angie Everhart?
Mm-hmm.
And there's another movie where they took a model, and they made her, like, a lead, and she could barely fucking act, but... But you can see the difference. This Talissa's at least fucking trying in this movie, where that chick was not trying at all.
She's right on that red hair coattails.
Yeah. That's enough for Tim, so it makes sense. So they bring him up, Vlad, up in front of the tribunal to judge him, right? But, oh shit, his entire crew blasts in and starts shooting the other vampires with lasers.
Mm-hmm.
So now I made a note.
Lasers,
okay,
and an actual shotgun.
Yes, and just a shotgun, yeah.
Just on the safe side, yeah.
So I make a note here. Apparently vampires can die from lasers or shotguns.
He's like the Hicks, right? He brings the shotgun as backup just in case for up close and personal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just in case, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't rely on lasers. That's the thing. If Contra taught me anything, it's that the lasers aren't, they shouldn't be your first choice. You want the spread gun. You want the shotgun. The
spread gun's always great, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Vlad then feeds off of the High Elder guy and then just like leaves as his daughter comes busting in with T, Vampirella, of course. And he tells her, the High Elder stepdad tells her, whatever you do, don't avenge me.
Yes, I have written down. Literally, well, it's a stepfather, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he says, please, no matter what you do, do not go for vengeance. And what does she do immediately after he dies?
Well, she goes for vengeance. She hops in an X-Wing.
Well, no, here's the other weird thing, too, is they don't give a good time jump here. How long between the father dying, between the invention of that special capsule where she can go chase after Vlad and... his space pirate vampires.
Well, I don't know, because we know it takes her 3,000 years to get there, right? Because when she meets up with the nerd, she's like, listen, I just like put myself in cryo sleep for 3,000 years.
Does she give a specific time, or does she say like an eternity?
Oh, no, that's true. She does say like an eternity. That's true.
Because I have a feeling, no spoiler alert if I jump ahead 15 minutes, but when her mother gives her the special vials... that have enough blood synthesized something in it that the scientists have finally invented. I'm like, all right, come on. That's pretty good luck. Your dad just got killed by a bunch of fucking vampires who took off on the lamb. And the next day, they finally cracked the code on, here's a little miniature thing that you'll never need to worry about blood again. So I had a feeling there was some time. Plus, she has to be trained, right? She can't be fucking bringing a dead tea and being all this fucking philosophical vampire shit. And the next day going to fucking no kung fu.
I mean, unless this is a secret matrix. She could just be jacked into a secret matrix, Tim. This is the future.
Yes, by the way, happy anniversary. It just came out today, 25 years ago today. Matrix.
Oh, really? So it's
happy feel old?
Trans Awareness Day.
Matrix Day.
Matrix Day, which they are both
trans. You think that's got something to do with it?
Could be, Tim. Could be. I doubt it, though. But yeah, that's true. 50, how long, you said, 15 years ago the Matrix came out?
25 years ago.
Yeah. 25,
it might
God
feel like
damn.
15, but 25 years ago. A quarter of a century, yeah. Once you start getting old enough to like start going like, Yeah, that was a quarter of a century ago I saw that movie. Yeah.
That's when you give up. Mm-hmm. So I got a question for you.
You do a
Tim.
Podcast, yeah.
Yeah, you do a podcast and you give up on life. That's what you do. So, Tim, she flies down to L.A., right? Now, this film is supposed to be taking place in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it look like it's 1988? Why does everything in this film make me feel like this movie was made in 1988 or earlier?
Everything was a lot cheaper to rent set-wise or background size than stuff that was like 12 years old and stuff that's brand new, right?
Or maybe Vegas.
Because that spaceship design is incredible. They're just sitting in a black room with a keyboard in front of them. The shuttle, that's where my tax dollars went for that fucking shuttle design.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, her pod that she flies down in. I mean, that at least kind of looked like a sideways phone booth. At least there was something going on there. But maybe it's just because it's they filmed in Vegas, which is just L.A. 14 years ago. When they're trying to make it play it off as L.A., maybe. I don't know what.
Yeah, because what year did Vegas really just become like Disney-fied? It wasn't 95. It was a little bit closer to like 2000s, right?
Oh, early 2000s? It would have been, probably like 2007, 2008-ish, maybe. It would have been after 9/11, for sure.
I was going to say, if the mob is still running or involved in Las Vegas more than Disney is, it's got to be at least before 1999.
Well, they figured out that they can get more money by appealing to families and doing all that bullshit.
Yeah, it's a family business.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. When the slogan used to be, come here to cheat on your wife because whores won't tell anybody, now the slogan is just like, bring your wife too. Why not?
Yeah. A little bit for you, a little bit for her, yes.
There was a great video of a guy at a casino in Vegas on a slot machine. You might have seen this. It just popped off on Twitter. And then he runs out of money. So the machine lets him log into his bank account and transfer money.
Oh, God. Shit. That's fucking evil, man. That's fucking degenerate. That's...
Woo, buddy. So, okay. Now we're
and
following...
And I'll bet you that with... See, and oh, my God. You know why that's even more fucking ingenious and fucking crazy evil at the same time?
What's that?
Is because... The ATM machines, there's a limit as to how much you can take out in one day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If you're just transferring from your fucking account straight through Venmo, whatever the fuck thing that they're using, there's no limit as to how much you can do.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to get up and leave the machine, which a lot of people, the whole thing is like, this machine's about to pay off.
Yes. Because you got, what is that, sunk cost fallacy, where you're like, I just put like fucking $800 in. If I get up and leave, the next person's going to put one quarter in and they're going to hit it. Yeah.
Yep. Nope. So, of course, that just incentivizes them even more, dude. It's so crazy. They've boiled it down, man. They've got people just figured out.
So shouldn't there be some responsibility of the bank or whatever financial institution where they're like, hey, we noticed you're at a casino for 72 hours straight and you started off with like $400,000 in your saving account and now you're down to like $50,000. Are you sure that this is what you want to be doing?
Well, that's a good question, right? Because like if you go to a bar and they overserve you and you get in an accident, then they can be held liable for that, right?
Because it's the same thing if you're trying to buy $5,000 worth of gift cards, right? The people, Dwayne Reed, tell you what the fuck is going on. You might be getting scammed.
Yes,
I think I told you before, I was at my bank maybe a couple months ago and some guy was trying to take out like $20,000 in cash. And they were asking all these kind of questions. What do you want to do with the money? Where's the bank account that's going to be going to? And all that other shit. So... You would think that, damn, man, your bank is just going to let you drain your fucking account at fucking Caesars or whatever the fuck, whatever, Hard Rock Guitar Cafe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like there should be some obligation for the bank to be like, dude, you sure you want to ruin your life real quick? Like, I don't know,
man. I mean,
man.
We understand if you're at the Bunny Ranch. Okay, we're not going to question you there.
Yeah,
but
then, I mean, look, man.
72 hours there, that's nothing.
What happens at the Bunny Ranch stays at the Bunny Ranch between you and Air Force Amy. So, okay. So we meet Adam Van Helsing, who's going to be our, I guess, kind of hero in this. he works for an organization.
Get smart. He works. He's got the Get Smart job.
Right, because they go into a Vegas or L.A. junk store. Which what they've got to be paying for fucking real estate on this junk store that's making no money in downtown L.A. That always makes me insane. That's like when you see, like, you'll see somebody walking, doing a video where they're walking downtown and fucking through Manhattan, and there's just some guy who's got a rubber stamp store, and you're like, what the fuck? How are you in business?
I've often wondered the same thing. It's either one of two things. It's either a front for the mob, which... good chance that is, or they own the building.
Yeah.
And they're just doing it because they're, I see barbershops, like old fashioned barbershops in Astoria, which Astoria is like blowing up right now because it's like 15 minutes from Manhattan. All these fucking hotels, the condos are there, everything like that.
And
there are fucking barbershops that are there. And I'm like, there's no way you're cutting enough fucking hair to pay rent what you should be paying, what the new place across the street is paying. So it has to be that. They were either lucky enough to sign like fucking 99-year leases, or they own the building and that's how they're still rocking on it, or they're a front for the mob.
Yeah, that would make sense if they own the building and they're just doing that shit to pay the property tax.
Yeah, you just know have what I fun, mean? Whatever. You know, look, whatever. My grandpa had this pizzeria. I'm okay making pizza. Why not? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, no, that's true, man. That's a good point. So, yeah, I don't know what fucking kind of scam they... I guess maybe they're selling tech to the Russians or something. Who knows?
Could be, yeah.
You know? So, our buddy goes underground. He does the entire Get Smart thing to get to their lab. And they're kind of like the vampire Men in Black, I guess, is their organization.
Except for they're like the Men in Black and White.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Most ridiculous fucking outfits I think I've ever seen a group of people with guns wearing, right?
Well, I don't know, because the vampires in the rubber suits might be the most ridiculous looking people I've ever seen.
Oh my god. No, the suits are okay. It's the hats that do it.
The hats are pretty stupid. That's a very good point, Tim. I don't know. The whole thing isn't really working.
Well, again, here's the other thing, too. If they're able to do this, why aren't they ruling the world already?
Good question. If getting around
is wearing a rubber suit, right? Why aren't they just, like, already ruling the world?
Well, Tim, they
don't need the sleep.
They're still just waiting for the day of their rapture that they're about. Because when we find out what their plan is. When we find out what their plan is, Tim. So okay. So anyhow, these people, these vampire men in black, which I think they're called Purge. I think that's the name of the
Purge.
Purge. Okay. So they caught wind of a potential vampire because they've got pictures of a shuttle that returned from Mars, and on the landing picture there's a smudge that could be a bat flying out of the shuttle, Tim.
Hey, look, with the world that we live in today, is that such a far stretch to think that people would look at that bat and go, hey, maybe it's a vampire from outer space?
Tim, people, remember the whole Hillary Clinton has a guru and is eating children thing? And they tried to make it look like she like coughed something into her glass of water and then drank it back up real quick? Like,
Pizzagate,
People have made a lot more out of a lot less.
That's true, yes.
So,
and plus,
yeah,
by this point, Life Force has already come out, so people are kind of aware.
That's true, yeah.
Of
that's
space
a good
vampires,
point.
Right?
People, space vampire awareness is at an all-time high in 1996. That's a good point. So now we cut to this nerd carrying this 90s-ass computer down a dark alley.
Is this idiot coming back from a fucking LAN party or something?
He's got to be, Tim. Him and his buddies were just playing Warcraft 2, Orcs versus Humans, right? And fucking, this
kid
nerd
was definitely an orc.
Oh, yeah, 100% this kid's an orc. By the way, Tim, did you know the orcs in Warcraft are actually evolved space fungus?
Did not know that,
Yep, you learn something new every day, Tim.
It's true, yes.
Yep. Useless, but you learned.
That's why people turn into this podcast to listen to. Yeah.
Yeah, for a little tidbit.
Somebody's been waiting all this time. What's the origin of orcs? I don't want to look it up. Maybe one day the Bloody Mist will talk about it.
You know what? We'll just keep listening to this podcast, and this dork that fucking runs the show is just going to bring it up randomly. I bet that'll happen.
Yeah, I wonder if when we did that Dungeons & Dragons 4-game stint, if any of the listeners who we picked up from that stuck around.
Probably not.
Probably not, yes. Two different Probably crowds. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think some regular listeners left, and we lost those ones. So that would make a lot more sense. Okay, so fucking now these two guys just start harassing the nerd, right? Just like they're going to rob him. I guess they're going to steal his fucking computer now. Like, I don't know.
That time the computers weren't cheap, right?
96? Yeah, I mean, at least $1,000. That's a good point.
The guy does say something about he didn't like the computer because how was he supposed to do his graphics on it, right?
Yeah, you know what kind of graphics that fucking guy's doing.
Yeah, I know he could be some out of work down his luck graphic artist who's just like, that's what he sunk down to, is having to wait for nerds to walk around with computers to steal one so he can try to get back into the business.
Yeah. Meanwhile, that nerd is like photoshopping Gillian Anderson from the X-Files head onto some porn star's fucking body. Just like, well, she's smiling like she's taking a press photo, but she's got a giant cock in her ass. How did that happen?
I want to believe, Eddie.
She's smiling like she's in a Colgate commercial and she's getting double penetrated. It's very weird that she would react like that. You know what? I've never double penetrated a woman.
Wait until AI gets really out there.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't need that
anymore. Then we can fix Gillian Anderson up right. Yeah.
We don't need that, Tim. We've got fucking Stellar Blade and Teledildonics, man. We're good. We don't need any of this shit. We're all going to be fucking anime girls and liking it, Tim.
The future. It's coming.
You could have your own Vampirella. Your own.
And you can make your tits as big or small as you want, right?
But yeah, you got a slider.
Yeah, wow.
See, Tim, you might need to get an AR goggle set up.
Then I got to start eating more healthy so I can live just a little bit longer, just so, you know, technology gets to that point. It's a shame to miss out, right?
I think with VR, we're at the same VHS Betamax stage where we need to figure out who's going to win the war, and it will be the one who figures out porn. The VR helmet that figures out how to make it feel like you're getting your dick sucked while you're wearing it will win.
Well, I don't know. That's not going to be Apple, right? Apple's not going to do that.
Nope, ain't going to be Apple. No, it'll probably be Samsung. Samsung didn't give a fuck, Tim. Are you kidding me?
Well, Sony killed it. Sony won the Blu-ray because they wouldn't do porn, right? They beat out HD.
HD DVD, yeah. Yeah. Because HD didn't do... HD DVD didn't do porn. Oh,
they
did.
That was the first time that porn lost.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Porn is like 1,001, and that was that one time it lost.
That's true. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I don't know. Facebook.
Facebook? I don't think Facebook's going to.
He's scummy enough to do it if that's what it's going to take.
You think so?
If that's what it's going to
take. No, you know who it'll be? It'll be Steam. Steam will finally figure it out because they've got all of the video games. You can fuck the weird anime girls.
Oh, in VR?
Yep. Well, I mean, they might have a VR anime girl fuck game. Let's take a look, Tim.
Another reason why people tune into this podcast. Can I fuck an anime girl on Steam
with VR? And does it have haptic feedback teledildonic integration? So I'm going to look up VR anime girl.
Imagine getting hacked while you're jacking with that goddamn thing on, right?
Oh, Tim, buddy. Tim, buddy. We got a couple of them for you. And Tim, I got to say, this one right here was not at all what I was expecting. In this one, you become the VR anime girl.
Wow. How many downloads does that have?
Two. And there's another one that goes with it. Will you fuck the VR anime girl? Mm-hmm. 9 million downloads.
For real?
No, that's a joke, Tim. The joke is nobody wants to be the anime girl. Everybody wants to fuck the anime girl.
You'd be surprised, right? See, now some alternative Steam will be coming out, right? Well, you can be the anime girl.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if they made it a thing where, like, you earned money by being the anime, that's just prostitution now. I'm just inventing prostitution.
Really, oh, my God, man. I feel fucking so old now because I remember a long time ago thinking, like, wow, you know, my grandparents and people their age, just imagine all the shit that changed from when they were young to, like, right before, like, they were getting old and, like, they died, right?
Yeah.
Like, my wife's parents, right? They went to, like, the fucking Korean War, the whole fucking Korean Depression, all that stuff, and then how Korea, like, boomed and became, like, fucking the thing it is now, right?
Yeah. A total cultural shift.
And now I'm just thinking, now that shit's my turn, man, because I went from Custard's Revenge to VR porn.
To being a VR anime fuck girl.
Holy shit, man. The leaps that my fucking... from when I was playing video games to go from an Atari 2600 to Samsung or a Steam Deck to 2600, I guess.
Steam Deck. Tim, I was telling Matt about this actually the other day. I got... You know, you get targeted ads now on Twitter and stuff?
Yeah.
I got an ad for Bunny Tail butt plugs. So it's a butt plug that the part that sticks out.
Yes, that purple thing.
Yeah, have you seen that?
Yes, I get that. I get a bunch of things for fucking Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. Give me fucking money. What the hell is up with that?
I haven't gotten those ones. No, what this is for the listeners is it's a butt plug you shove in your asshole, and it has a little like fluffy cotton bunny tail at the back end of it. And Tim, it said it was for Easter.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. Maybe we're getting it mixed up. Maybe I'm getting a different thing that goes up your ass, because I don't remember seeing a bunny tail on it.
No, this was a butt plug that...
Oh, it was a special Easter edition?
Yeah, and then the end of it, because some of them have, like, little jewels and stuff, and some of
them
have, like... That
way you're guaranteed he has risen when you saw it with the prostate?
One of them has, like, a magic eight ball, so you shake your ass, you twerk, and then you predict the future. But this one had a little bunny tail for Easter.
Try again later, yeah.
Yeah, or I guess it could be for Trans Awareness Day if you don't celebrate Easter.
Yeah, no, because I noticed on my Twitter fucking thing, it's usually either politicians' ads for, like, there's no fucking way that Ted Cruz is paying to get me targeted to be an ad, or something that goes up your fucking ass. Yeah, so I guess, well, look, they know how old I am, right? When I signed up, I had to get my birthday.
That's true. So maybe they know you're concerned with, like, prostate stuff, and they just got the wires crossed.
I'm not clicking on any of those ads, though. So after a certain while, you think the algorithm would learn, hey, let's feed them something different. Are they just trying to make me... Are they trying to make me stick shit up my ass and vote for fucking Ted Cruz or donate money to Josh Hawley?
You know what it is the Venn diagram of people who are used to taking it in the ass and voting for Ted Cruz is almost a perfect fucking overlap. Which is funny because
there you go. Yes,
it's funny because they're the ones trying to outlaw taking it up the ass.
Well, that means they like to take it up the ass the most. That's what it is. Sorry.
Yeah. No, the one I get on Twitter now is like I'll see a clip of a video game and I'll click on it because I want to like see in the comments if people have anything to say about it, and then you just watch a chick fart come out of her ass and then advertise her OnlyFans, and I'm like, you know. Maybe don't put that in your ad.
I keep getting things for video games where there are community notes where the video gameplay is nothing at all as what's being described in this video.
Oh, yeah, the ads.
And the other ones I keep getting is with stuff where it's like, buy this thing, and then a community thing. This is a drop shipment thing. It costs 12 times of what you can actually get it for, and it's being shipped by China, so it's going to take 8 to 12 months before you get it. And no, the only time I see the OnlyFans thing is anytime there's any fucking thing where it's a little bit like you go in anything with Sydney Sweeney, right? Because everything now is how the right loves her because her breasts are something tits. To do something against the woke people. Woke people don't like her tits or something. Once you get like three down, it's all fucking tits, ass, and all that other shit. Yeah. So thanks a lot, Elon. Yeah. You've really done a great job with this platform.
Yeah. You've really helped the signal to noise ratio on Twitter.
Is there age limit to be on Twitter? Do you have to be 18 when you sign up? Do you have to be 18 years old? Can a 16 or 14 year old person sign up for Twitter?
That's a good question. I know in Florida they're trying to make it illegal to sign up for social media if you're under 14. So,
okay, so then I am assuming that at least right now in Florida, if you are 14 years old, you can sign up for Twitter. Where, if you want to find porn, yeah, that's got to be the easiest fucking place.
Or even if you don't want to find porn,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, just gonna get all of a sudden you'll be like, I'm 14 years old. Why are they giving me shit for my prostate? What's going on?
I think my prostate's okay. I'm 14 years old. Why are they trying to sell me boner pills? Do they get rid of boners? Because I have too many.
Oh, wow. Oh, Eddie. What's up? That's a whole fucking on top market there. We got some anti-boner pills to...
For 14-year-old boys? That's a good... You know what, Tim? That's a good idea.
If it didn't work, you just didn't take enough.
Yeah. You just got to make sure you take more, buddy. You need a stronger dose.
How much does saltpeter cost? Can't be that expensive now, right? It's going to be cheap.
I don't think saltpeter. Tim, I think the hardest part about saltpeter is sourcing the DeLorean to go back to 1950, the last time they sold saltpeter anywhere. You get that with your whorehound candy, Tim?
Oh, so it's going to be expensive then if it's hard to get. Yeah, all right, forget that.
Yeah, it's rare now.
We'll just put some water in it and we'll just call it homeopathic.
There you go. So this fucking Vampirella shows up and kung fu's the bullies. Then the nerd guy's like, hey, thanks for saving me. Why don't you come back to my nerd den? And I'm like, oh, he's going to try to fuck her, right?
No, come on, yeah.
This fucking guy. They get there. She's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to tell you. I went into hypersleep. I'm coming to Earth to find vampires because they killed my dad. By the way, we learn here that vampires, when they come to Earth, much the way that the Earth's yellow sun affects Superman, it affects vampires. Yeah. So that now their bite.
But not her anymore.
But not her, right. She's fine.
Yeah, because.
But other vampires.
There was different out of space weather 3,000 years ago.
Right, yeah. It was climate
There was different
change.
Wind in out of space 3,000 years ago, yeah.
Well, it was space climate change, Tim.
Hmm.
I blame Space China because they lack regulation.
Space China. So all the problems, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, she fucking tells him, okay, now bites on Earth, if a vampire bites you, you don't just die. You become infected and you become a vampire. So it's a little different than our planet. And also it made us allergic to your sun, basically. Right.
But that's not true. Vampires could drain somebody and kill them. One of the things with vampires is you have to stop. Isn't it? Well, is that maybe just Anne Rice where you have to stop before they actually die?
Well, it depends.
But you could drain them right up to like 99% of death, and as long as you pull out.
Yeah, as long as you pull out before you finish.
Yeah, if you pull out game as strong as a vampire, you're okay.
Yeah. No, so it depends, because some of them, they also have to like drink the vampire's blood, too.
Yes,
to get
that's
turned.
Yeah.
There's a little...
Oh,
like transfusion
stuff going on.
They
always
slit
their wrist, yeah.
Something. They'll like rip it and then make the person drink it.
What if I got a foot fetish? Can I drink it from your foot? Can I do a Quentin Tarantino vampire twist?
I don't see why not, Tim.
Maybe I just gave him an idea for his next and last movie.
A vampire could bite your dick, too.
That's true, yes.
So anyway, fucking Nerdlinger, this dickhead, he's like, listen, if you're going to go out and try to find this guy and get your revenge, then you need to cover up. So he gives her this giant fucking Jay and Silent Bob
Teacher, you forgot to give us homework. That's what this fucking guy is, right?
I want to kill this guy because he ruined the movie in the first 20 minutes.
And he already saw her kick ass, these two fucking thugs, right? The guy's going to steal his fucking computer.
Yeah, nobody's going to
fucking
harass
her. Kicked him into a wall. So, right. Yeah.
And then he's like, sweetheart, you need to protect yourself after she saved you. Fucking dickhead. Anyhow, gives her the coat. And we find out that Trax, one of the vampires in Vlad's gang,
just happens to know that Trax works for a college or something like that he goes to.
He teaches at UC Berkeley.
He's got tenure, right? After like 800 years, haven't they learned there's something going on with this guy? Because yeah. once you get tenure, even if you're a vampire, you're not giving that shit up, right?
Oh, of course not. No. Okay. Especially.
Well, you can't fire me. Even I got tenure. I know I'm a vampire, but I got tenure.
This guy's job is he debunks the supernatural at UC Berkeley in California, which, dude, if there was ever like
a
getting undergrad pussy, like fucking meal
and
ticket.
Easiest credits ever.
The easiest credits in the world. You're just like, yeah, I could use another TNA. I mean, another TA this season.
Well, yeah, look, no, to be fair. If you're a dude, you're only taking that class for either easy credits or it's you're into him too, because all those chicks there, you ain't getting any of that pussy if when that fucking professor's walking around. Dude,
when Professor Sexy with that ponytail.
Jesus Christ, man. Where's this fucking saxophone?
I know that's the only thing. You know what? He doesn't even need it.
Wow, that's some real fucking vampire power.
He threw the fucking saxophone down.
He's got a psychic saxophone.
He just said, "Look at my fucking ponytail," and that's it. We're done, dude.
Just look at him. They just hear that George Michael saxophone,
dude. That is the ponytail of a man who fucks the students 1,000,000%.
Well, yeah, like I said, he's had tenure for at least like 40 decades, so.
Yeah. So we cut to Trax, right, with the most inappropriate ponytail. And he's on the phone with his wife. He's like, huh, yeah, okay, sweetheart. Yeah, I'll be right home. I'll bring home the milk. I know you want the 2%, not the whole milk. All right, bye. Hangs up, right?
So many questions about this, but also another good description. He looks like a character that would be drawn in the Batman animated series with the way that the suit fits on him and how big he is, right?
Yeah.
It's like that triangle thing with the fucking broad shoulders and going all the way tapered down.
Yes. Yeah, he looks like he's wearing shoulder pads, but he's not wearing shoulder pads.
But my other question now is,
fucking broad dude,
Yeah, he's a big fucking motherfucker. But my other question now is, vampires can fucking get people pregnant? Are these half of vampires now?
So, Tim, a lot of problems with that.
Yes,
right?
I know.
Apparently, because he's got kids. We know that because when Vampirella gets to him.
It's his current family, too.
Yeah. When Vampirella gets to him, he begs. He's like, listen, I got a wife and kids with my current family. Please don't fucking, kill me or whatever. So... yeah, how did that? Because that
maybe
that assumes.
Okay. Yeah, she goes to his house later on. Because maybe I was gonna say maybe it's all a front that he doesn't have. He just like bought those pictures with the frames with the pictures in it, and then he uses that to get even more pussy. Because he's like, I'm just trying to debunk all this shit now, and my wife is giving me problems too, and that's more in with the students.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, little wolf in sheep's clothing there. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, how could I ever try to fuck you? I'm clearly married, right?
Yeah, the biggest fucking sheep I've ever goddamn seen. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wouldn't try that kind of stuff. A guy like me that's married with children in this ponytail, I'd never try to fuck you. Yeah, nice try. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he begs her, like, please don't kill me. She's like, all right, where the fuck is Vlad? And he's like, I'm not going to tell you. She's like, no, you're probably going to tell me. So he's like, all right, fine. He's in Vegas. She's like, cool. Kicks him out the window, and he gets fucking impaled on this giant fucking
good kick,
spike.
Good kick.
Yeah.
She learned this from Mortal Kombat.
See? Oh, yeah. She's got
a little Katana fatality, yes.
Little Johnny Cage shadow kick to his ass. All right, I got you.
Kicked him off screen into a fatality, man.
Then I just have, we cut to a mob that's harassing the nihilists from the Big Lebowski in rubber suits.
Now that you said that, yes. Now I can't get that image out of my head. Yes, they are from
it's
Big
just
Lebowski.
What it looks like.
Yes,
it just looks like
Coen Brothers. Are you hack? Maybe. Depending
it just
on what
looks
year.
Like the nihilists in Lebowski's Nightmare, but they're wearing rubber suits
and just with the hats on it too. It looks like shark fin too, the hats too. It's like
Tim, I can't even begin to describe the fucking hats these people are wearing. What the fuck?
Is it okay for the sun to touch their faces?
I guess so, because the face is just open.
Yeah, like, they should have like a little shade thing where they could put down in front of their face, right? Instead of sunglasses.
A little visor or something, yeah. Oh, hey, Tim, speaking of which, did you know, Tim, that the NASA, the visors that astronauts use has a like 0.008 microns thin sheet of gold in the visors? Because it reflects all of the UV rays.
Okay. Good to know. Another lesson why people listen to our podcast.
Yeah, hey. Huh? And that's why the vampires could have used those visors, too.
Wow, right? You would think after all this time and all this money, they couldn't figure shit like that out?
No. All this time, they never... Or maybe there's a thing where they can't touch gold, too. Oh, no, they're wearing a lot of chains.
No, it's silver.
No, it's silver. Silver tipped steak bullets that you put into a shotgun. That's what it was, Tim. So, yeah, he's running around with these dumb fangs, and he's meeting with, like, I guess Will Arnett looking mobster guy. The mobster guy's suits, by the way, I fucking love, because you've just got the, like, the sleeves are a little bit too short. And you've got the main mobster guy. He's wearing the white suit. Then you've got his
Miami
two cronies.
Vice, yeah.
The total Miami Vice. Then you've got his two cronies. One of them's in like a maroon suit that's got weird like gold stripes all over the sleeve.
The guy with the goatee, yeah.
The guy with the goatee, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then another dude in like a baby powder like blue suit. It's they look like they belong in Dumb and Dumber.
Well, I mean, look, after a while, I mean, you're living for all this time, right? It's got to be hard to keep up with the styles and be fashionable each and every time, right? Maybe, like, every generation you hit the style. Like, maybe they were great when they were wearing zoot suits. But now in the 90s, they just don't know what style to pick. But this is definitely Miami Vice.
This is 100% Miami. And again, Tim, this movie was made in 96. So it's weird how out of place this feels for, because like again, Scream came out in 96. Mm-hmm. You're telling me this movie and Scream came out in the same year.
Oof.
That's fucking bizarre, right?
Well, so anyhow, Scream had a much bigger budget, so
yeah, but it also just
they
feels...
had things that had windows in it.
That's true. It also just feels like it was 15 years more advanced, like from a storytelling perspective.
Oh, yeah, it was the first time that we saw that shtick, so, yeah.
Yeah, this was such a holdover to old 80s shit that it's just crazy. So, yeah, anyhow, they're going to make some sort of a fucking deal with the rubber suits, and then the rubber suits double-cross Carlos, because I guess that it's just gang politics between the different vampire clans.
These vampires are actually the mafia?
Yes.
Because they're all Italian style, they're all typical Italian mafia people in this
movie.
Which
explains the colors of their suits.
Yeah, there you go, right?
I'll never forget, dude. That was one of my favorite little features of The Sopranos, was when somebody would get out of prison and they'd still be wearing the shit that was cool when they went to prison 14 years ago.
They do keep the clothes for you, so.
Yeah. It was the fucking greatest shit. So maybe the vampires are just like that. They picked a look and they just kind of stuck with it. I get it, man. If it's comfortable, you know what?
Right?
Fucking life is real long.
Who gives a shit what the fucking normies say, right? One day we're going to rule the world.
So the deal goes sour and they take this dude Carlos and they hang him upside down and start shooting holes out of the roof to make like sun shine down on his ass, which is pretty fun way to torture him.
It's a good torture system, yes.
Yeah, the first one goes on his chest. He's freaking out. The next one shines on his dick. And I'm like, okay, can you just burn the vampire's dick off and then does it regenerate? Or
maybe
I don't know.
More kids.
I guess so, yeah. That's how you sterilize them. Is that makes sense then, because you know, remember when all the Trumpers were talking about getting sunshine on your taint and your asshole?
Yes. Tucker Carlson brought it to us, yes.
Yeah. Maybe that's their vampire test. Sort of like, you know, the thing when they were putting the hot wire in the blood to see who was infected.
Or I think it's more like a secret handshake. That's how you could tell who the real Trumpers were, right?
Right.
You show some guy your taint, and like you can see it's like a nice little tan on it. You're like, it's a little bit more tan than your taint. So
I don't know if you're really, truly sympathetic to the cause. Why don't you pull your pants off and stick your ass up in the air out in that field, buddy? That makes sense. I'm going to try to get my wife to do that later. Okay. After, by the way, Vampirella beats up fucking Trax and kills his ass, right? She flies out in bat forms and flies the fuck out of there, right? Now, first of all, any of them turning into bats and flying away is one of the worst looking things I've ever seen in a movie.
It's a rough transition shot, yeah, from the way they just stand still, put their arms up in the air, and then that's it, they're a bat, yeah.
It's really like that episode of The Simpsons with Poochie, where they're like, I have to go now, my planet needs me, and they just move the single cell of animation up the screen. It's like literally fucking that.
Look, they're not spending too much money on the special effects for this movie, right?
No.
They shot their load on the lasers in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Those lasers cost most of the budget. That and the outfit for Vampirella and those rubber suits.
And the tape for the outfit for Vampirella.
The tape for the outfit? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because those rubber suits you got to lease from Gallagher, too. Because in his shows, they rent it out to you if you're in the splash zone.
It is Vegas, right?
It's Vegas, yeah, 96. I think Gallagher 2 was active back then. What a fucking loser. What a stupid career to have, smashing fucking watermelons and doing conservative jokes. He really was the pre-Jeff Dunham.
I mean, was he always conservative? Because, I don't think I've ever seen anything except for, like, scenes of him smashing watermelons.
No, he used to do a bunch of stupid, like, pun jokes. I remember
that.
So
that's a great career, man. If I could fucking make my life making stupid-ass fucking puns and smashing shit on stage and people pay me money, and then I could, on top of that, I make extra money by selling them fucking raincoats.
Make extra money by having your twin brother go out and do your act, but then you get that's jealous. Another, yeah. Because
two for you told one.
Him. You told him not to smash a watermelon. That's the one thing he can't do.
Mm-hmm. No, wait the fuck. Wait, hold on. You cannot try to pass off this guy, your brother, as the other guy, the real Gallagher, and he doesn't smash a watermelon.
I shit you not. Gallagher, the original Gallagher, was like, listen, because I guess he got sick. So he told his brother, listen, you're my twin. Go out. You can do my act. Bill yourself as Gallagher, right? But you just can't do the watermelon thing. That's my
thing.
Because
he was sick and he couldn't do the watermelon thing anymore?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a tough act to follow. Hey, pretend you got the same kind of cancer I got where you can't smash a watermelon.
You imagine if you went to a Gallagher show and you're
I would fucking riot. For real, that's fucking ridiculous, man. That's crazy.
That's Skinner saying we're not going to do Freebird.
Oh my god!
You don't fucking know. You're going to do Freebird.
No, the day you die. I brought my own fucking watermelon. It's getting smashed by something. Your head or your fucking mallet. Your choice.
Listen, either you're smashing a watermelon, or we're painting your ass to look like a watermelon and taking turns smashing it.
Smash it all the way from here all the way up to the fucking mezzanine.
And you're gonna have Waldorf and Statler commenting.
Crazy,
on it.
Man. That's fucking crazy for real.
Yeah, it's insane, dude.
Imagine you go to Vegas, you're gonna finally see Gallagher, right? And he doesn't smash the metal, and you're like, oh shit. All right, you know what, honey? Look, maybe you just had an off night. All right, look. I'll buy tickets for tomorrow night. It's gonna be a different show. We don't have to worry. He'll smash the melon. He'll smash it. Nope. Second night, same thing. No, not smashing the melon. That's fucking crazy.
It's insane, dude. Fucking insane. So she flies over to Trax's house and gets there. She's like, oh, shit, I'm thirsty. She takes one of the vials from her armband and drinks it. Now, I've got some questions.
So many, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
According to the lore of this movie, her mother made her this ultra-concentrated blood.
The scientist of Dracula, finally, after how long, finally cracked it. Well, you didn't even need to drink from the river blood anymore, right?
Yep, because all you needed were these vials. And her mother gave her, and I quote, a lifetime supply.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tim.
And, no, here's what's even worse. I just thought about it right now. A lifetime supply. The mom's not thinking, this bitch is going to get stuck in a fucking ironclad for 3,000 fucking years on Mars.
That's a good point,
so that's
Tim.
Even more of a lifetime supply. All right? That's a lifetime plus, like, 1,000.
My first question is, what's a vampire's lifetime?
That's true. Yes. Because as long as you keep drinking blood, you keep going.
Forever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then a lifetime supply of blood for a vampire would have to last forever, right?
We're talking about vampire scientists, man. They figured this shit out, all right? So, they regenerate, yes. As long as you just leave a little bit at the end of the little cup, just leave a little drip in, wake up the next day, the magic blood elves have filled it up again.
This is not, no, Tim, this is not like the shoemaker and the fucking... The gnomes
the
or whatever.
The shoemaker and the blood vial.
If you've given someone enough of this serum to last forever, then it should not be divisible by any number because that would then determine it to be finite. Unless it was like you're taking an antibiotic in your last dose, then you're just done forever.
Well, now you're getting into math, so.
I'm getting into logic. Is the
it's
problem.
Magic. It's vampire magic.
Okay,
man.
Magic. So I'll tell you what else is magic. The fact that fucking Trax's two, like, 8 and 10 year old kids listen to Johnny Blood.
They have a very polite Black. Poster. This is like the weakest ass fucking poster that you can have.
Oh, I know.
Either you're into him or not, right?
Yeah, you're into him. Yeah, this is like a Billy Squire poster. This is a very mellow, like.
Yeah. It's like a bumper sticker, really.
It really is. Yeah. You know what
the
it's
the shape
like?
Of it.
It's almost like the picture on the back of the cassette cover. You used to have like a black and white picture of the band that would be on the back cover of your cassette or your CD.
No, I see. It's I just like, went back to Columbia House CD. That's what it is. Yeah. You just got that strip of it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You get the poor person strip. That's a good point. Yeah.
Good luck watching Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on that goddamn CD.
Yeah. So, okay. We go back to Van Helsing's place where they've got Demos that they kidnapped from their raid. And they're like going to torture him to get Vlad's location, right? So their move, and it's got to admit, pretty good move. You get holy water that was blessed by the Pope himself.
Okay, wait, hold on. Is that extra strong? Are you extra going to die?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that like a fucking 50 millimeter fucking bullet, hollow point, whatever it is? Unless if it was blessed by the local priest, is that holy water any stronger? Because it was blessed by the Pope. And since they come from another fucking planet, are they held by Christianity?
I don't know, Tim. I have no clue.
How did that thing? All right, I can understand. Okay, yes. Maybe they come here and now they're allergic to the sun. Okay? Maybe they come here and now instead of when they bite people, they die. They reproduce other ones. When do they come here and they get fucking converted to Catholic?
Yeah. I guess 3,000 years ago before she got here, Tim. I don't know, who fucking knows? It's insanity. Because you're right, like, and then, oh my God! Because then later, when not Adam Van Helsing, but the old man, the chief,
who's ready to retire because he's getting too old for this shit.
When he holds the cross up to stop Vampirella, and she's just like, "Yeah, that doesn't work on us. That only works on vampires from Earth."
How does she know that, by the way?
Right, and by the way, wait. So that doesn't work on her. But holy water does work on them.
Well, also, here's the same problem I have with Terminator 2. He injects a syringe into the holy water, right?
Yes.
And then he injects that and holds it into the vampire's arm. Right?
Yes. Yeah, so he's holding
not injecting,
it in there.
Right? Same thing that Sarah Connor did to the doctor with the fucking blue thing in his neck. Right? The cleaning fluid.
Yes.
There's still cleaning fluid and holy water on the outside of that syringe. How much holy water does a vampire need to have introduced into its body?
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's got to be more than a drop, right? Because you're going to get a little bit in the barrel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because she didn't do the click thing. She didn't flick that
shit. No. No, that's a good point.
But there is holy water on the outside, and there is Drano on the outside of that syringe, which I would imagine would be enough to kind of fuck and either the doctor or this vampire up.
Absolutely, yeah. Because, but so he's got it in the syringe in there, and he's like, "I'm going to plunge the shit into you unless you tell." And then the guy's finally like, "All right, he's in Vegas,"
and they're holding garlic over his head too. Which also, here's another thing that's fucked up, is because they're like, "Oh, you know, we don't torture, okay? But this is a matter of life and death." And I'm like, when hasn't it been a matter of life and death? Yeah. And in the beginning of the movie, later on, when they capture her, they say, oh, the ones who don't want to cooperate with us, they put them in the pit. And that's like a fucking torture thing beyond all imagination.
Yeah,
so which one is
worse
it? What do you think?
I guess in the pit, they have you laying on your back, and they got Polly from Goodfellas shaving the garlic and dropping it on your face.
Oh, death by a thousand slices?
The thousand cuts, yeah. Of garlic. Oh, man. So, no, he gives up the goat. He's like, all right, yeah, fucking Vlad's this guy, Johnny Blood. He's in Vegas. So everybody knows. Everybody fucking knows, right? So now we go to our man, Daltrey, doing grunge-esque music in Vegas. And like you said, his voice is fantastic because...
Song not so great, but just listen.
Yeah, because it's fucking Roger Daltrey singing.
Yes.
But you know what it is, Tim? It's almost like you took Roger Daltrey, right? His voice... And then you did something like, I don't know, attached a shitty looking hair extension to one side of his head.
Dude, you cannot do grunge with that hair extension thing, man. That's
no, that's Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah.
That's not grunge.
It's like
it's Culture Club.
Before was Johnny Blood, which is the name of this guy. Was
Johnny
he like
Blood.
An air band guy and like slowly 1995? Grunge was coming in. He's like, nah, but just
I guess,
kept a little bit of it.
So you think him and Sebastian Bach were touring together or something? I could see that. Okay, just real quick though. So the song that he's singing is all about like having me inside of you, not me, Eddie, inside of you, Tim. And about
you.
Feeding off of you.
Well, yeah, drink my blood and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Does he have all his songs? Yeah.
And his character, his musician character's name is Johnny Blood, right? Now, if I was a vampire who was being hunted by some weird extra government organization, and I had to go undercover, rock star named Blood might not be the way I went.
Hide in plain sight, right?
Okay.
And hide in a lounge because they're going to... There's no way they're going to think that the world's most powerful vampire on this world or any other world is going to be singing in a fucking lounge for a bunch of fucking fake-ass fucking... Mm. Whatever the fuck, tourist fucking goths that's going to that bar.
Yeah, fair.
Right? You don't sit down to a dinner table and look at a fucking rock and roll show.
No, a punk show maybe.
Yeah, smash the tables, yeah.
We used to go to the punk shows at this place called Monstrous Pizza. It was literally like an Italian pizza place with the sawdust on the floor. And then at night...
For the cigarettes,
Yep, and then at night they would just move all of the tables out of the dining area and have a fucking band in there.
Okay, but this place still has
the
tables, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, everybody's just sitting at the tables listening to Johnny Blood.
But here's how I would have solved this. I am a 3,000-year-old vampire who I'm pretty much assuming that 3,000 years ago when they landed here, they were pretty much like the strongest people on the planet, right?
Yes.
After like, I don't know, three generations of Van Helsings, guess what? I'm making sure I wipe out the entire fucking bloodline once and for all.
Yeah, fair. That's right. Because we learned that Vlad took out Helsing's dad.
Yeah, but left the son.
Yes,
for revenge, dude. You're around all these fucking mobsters, okay? And what do you learn? Mm-hmm. You're going to kill the father. You're going to kill the whole family. You don't leave the fucking son or the daughter to grow up and kill Bill, right?
Yeah, that's how you got Vampirella.
Yes.
You left her, you idiot. See, this guy's just fucking up. He's setting up franchises everywhere of just fucking child vengeance. You can't do this.
I'm surprised it took all this time for her to come back and bite him in the ass.
Yeah. Not a good move, man. Not a good move. So, fucking, okay. They go in there to bust his ass, right? Well, first of all, Vampirella, she sneaks in there and she's just watching him perform, right? And he's up there singing. And, dude, the scene, first of all, they really let him sing, you know? Because, first of all, they need some run. Yeah, they need some run time, right? Then he immediately locks in on her ass, right? And he's like, on Vampirella's ass. And he's like, all right, we're going to go. You know, let's get out.
Everybody's a goth in the club. And then she's dressed up like she's from heavy metal cover. So,
yeah, she dressed up like. Yeah, heavy metal cover, I guess. I mean, she's wearing like cherry fruit roll-up bikinis. Bikini top and bikini bottom.
Yeah, Fifth Element, but less fabric, but more shiny.
Yeah, like a Third and a Half Element, but shiny, I'd say. Yeah,
one of those elements. Whatever those elements is shiny. One of them's got to be, right?
She had all the right elements from where I was sitting, buddy. Well, not quite. You could have used some more ass. Anyhow.
It was a different time, right? Yeah, we didn't know.
I tried explaining that to my wife. What a weird... Because I was born in 1980, right? Mm-hmm. So the...
Well, what so was you're sold, right in between there, yeah.
I know. So what was sold to me as attractive initially was the weird, like, French heroin chic, like, Kate Moss look.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had the tail end of the Pam Anderson, what's her name? Not Pam Cameron Anderson. Diaz. Pam Anderson or Carmen Electra. Yeah. They're female impersonators. So they're, like, are just hammed up and ridiculous. But also didn't have an ass.
I mean, Carmen Electra? I'd have to go back and look at that.
But Pam Anderson?
Why don't you put that up on the screen?
Carmen Electra's ass?
Yeah. Pam Anderson, no. Because I remember watching Baywatch. Ironically,
not a lot going on
ironically,
there.
Ironically, yeah.
Ironically watching. Yes. Yeah. The same way I play Stellar Blade with my pants off, ironically. So anyhow... Vlad takes her out there to the fucking hills to rape and murder Hills fucking Vegas. And he's like, look at it. The city. This is all my city. I'm like, dude, let's dial it back here. Okay, number one, you're a shitty lounge act. Number two, if you, Roger Daltrey, you're saying this is your city. Closer, but still not quite. As far as
maybe
I'm concerned,
yeah,
that is Wayne Newton City.
Yeah, 95, Wayne Newton's still fucking around there, right?
That is 100% Wayne Newton City. You do not get to call it
your own. Or Siegfried and Roy, right?
Or Siegfried and Roy, yeah,
yes.
True.
It's still their city, yes. Maybe not Pentelli yet.
Not quite.
Copperfield,
yep.
Oh, you got to throw Sinatra in. How do you forget Sinatra, right? And then you got to say Dean Martin.
I think I was more locked in on people.
This era of Vegas, old Vegas, or middle Vegas.
I was more locked in on people who had either ridiculous hair like his extensions or a magician's fashion sense like he has. So, Siegfried and Roy.
I don't know, man. This has got to be like the smallest room in a casino that he's performing in.
It's so tiny.
Yes.
So he's about to kill her, and just then the men in black show up.
The Christ cops, I call them.
The Christ cops with crucifixes on their
trucker
helmets.
Are you
going
to have sex? Oh, and you're vampires. Stop that, too. Yeah.
Tim, they have crucifixes on their helmet or on their hats, their trucker hats.
So they should be pretty much invincible. I would have crosses all over me. If this was a real job that I was having, and this is something that up until this point, until fucking E.T. Dracula shows up, works, why are you get that fucking shit tattooed all over your face like you're in the fucking Mouth of Madness or something?
Dude, fuck that. okay, we learn in this universe that silver kills the vampires, right? Because they silver tip the bullets. Mm-hmm. You remember that dickhead that drank all that colloidal silver? And
I was just going to say, yes. Well, yeah, because of Alex Jones, I know very well about that shit. Yes.
I would have drank so much colloidal silver, a vampire would be like, I'm not fucking with that blueberry guy over there.
Well, how about take a bath? Have a take a bath in holy water. How long does it last?
It's basically the chick Jada Pinkett Smith in Demon Knight when she covered herself in the blood of the guy, and Billy Zane's all like, you look like you're all fucked up, and he touches her and it catches him on fire. Yeah, so okay, they show up, they arrest Vlad, they start transporting his ass back, and the transportation scenes are very uncomfortable.
Wow. Okay, first of all. This is the second time that he's in handcuffs, right?
Oh, God, the
handcuffs. He does something, okay? He does something where he's trying to get himself shot. When the first time we see him in the prison, he's got the handcuffs on, the guards come in, they got the guns on him, stuff like that. He jumps up and like lunges at them and laughs.
Yes, like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, they're going to shoot you. And then he does the same thing in this thing, in the van.
Yes.
And then bad we fucking get the rape van.
And then, yeah, just one of the guys... There's got Vampirella's like, well, I guess, hey, why don't you, old Jimmy, why don't you go up to the front of the truck and not look back for about 10 minutes?
The logistics of this van just do not work out because we see the first truck crash, the one that's got Vlad in it and all the other soldiers. And then we see the second one. It's just a regular fucking van, maybe a little bit longer than normal. Okay.
Yes.
An extra rapey van. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
Yeah. You got some basketball chick in there. That's how big long the van is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when he tells the other guy to go up front, it's like he's just going to be sitting in the front seat.
Yeah, that's true.
And but, yeah, you're going to rape a vampire.
Yeah, I mean, but they've got handcuffs on him. That, by the way, the handcuffs, what we learn is all they do is stop them from turning into bats.
Yes, that's it. Yep. They're not strong. Yep.
No, because Vlad... Still, the way he gets them to crash is he just looks at the driver and, like, makes him sleepy slash takes control of him.
Makes him crash into the two motorcycle guys on the front. Yeah.
Runs off those guys.
Dude, just look at Van Helsing and do it. Make him shoot himself in the head.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to go through the whole crash thing and fuck yourself up, maybe.
Oh, yeah. This entire fucking movie's over. You just have Van Helsing blow his own brains out, kill the rest of the cops, get the chick, go check into a Motel 6, fuck her, and then you're done.
Well, no, he's going to make the van crash, right? But
yeah,
he can crash and he can get impaled on something, like the other fucking schmuck got kicked out of a fucking window and landed on a fucking telephone pole and impaled himself.
True, it's too risky.
Why take the chance?
That he like swerves their truck in, like you said, and like head ons a fucking telephone pole or no, another car that was on the side of the road. That's right. Yeah. And then the van behind him, with Vampirella in it, slams into a flips
now,
over top.
Now
of
the
it.
Other one is Rampavella. Yeah.
Ramps over and fucking blows up. Yeah. So Vlad pops back there. He goes, gets Adam Van Helsing, and he's like, look, you son of a bitch. I turned your father into a vampire and made you fucking kill him. What do you think I'm going to do to you, dickhead?
He is a dickhead because at this point, Daltrey is out of the van and walking away.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, come back. You forgot about me.
Yeah.
And just so, shut the fuck up. There's nothing you're going to be able to do at this point except die. He's forgot about you. He thinks you're already dead. Just let it go.
Yeah, so he goes back, of course. Vlad does. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, kill you. That's a good idea. Goes to bite him. Vampirella shows up. She's like, no, man, can you help me out? And there's like, yeah, totally. They got you locked up like me. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? Releases her. And she's like, ha-ha, that was a trick. And she takes her coat off again, thank God. Then
then they just kind of like roll around the ground for a little bit.
For a sec.
I don't think we see any more kung fu or really any kind of real fights. I think pretty much after this, she's just rolling around the ground with whoever she's supposed to be fighting.
Yeah, from here on out.
No complaints,
I mean, that's the move I'd take with her.
Right. Go get yourself some Tommy,
But then, so then Daltrey is just like, all right, you know what? I'll come back. I'll kill you guys later. Bat shapes and flies away.
The most powerful vampire on this planet or any other planet.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
Can't take care of Helsing almost dead Mm-hmm. And Vampirella.
Especially not... after saying, oh, you said I was a fool, but I'm not a fool enough to leave you alive. That's and why he's going to kill him right there. And then he does. And then he leaves her alive, too. So.
Yeah. So, no worries, though.
Vampirella bad planning, and, Roger. Bad planning. Come on.
Vampirella and Adam Van Helsing check into the fucking Motel 6, the Bangin' Hotel, where she tells Adam, she's like, listen, gives him the rundown about the mom, the vials of the lifetime supply of serum.
Yeah.
I don't, we already fucking went over that one again. So, then... we get the backstory that she took the Superman capsule to Mars. She was locked there for thousands of years or whatever.
Then the space shuttle shows up. They're wearing work boots and they're using winter gloves. Well, and Tim, they don't even, the cuffs of their pants aren't even tucked into the boots.
But Tim, you see, the problem is that they couldn't afford Kubrick to direct it. They could only afford Jim Wynorski.
You just need somebody to say, can you please tuck your pants into your work boots? That's it.
It's a pretty bad look. If you're going to have a scene on Mars, I totally agree with you. First of all,
very simple, okay? We're not making you look like you float, okay? Just tuck your fucking pants in.
No, these guys, what they did is they went to Home Depot and they got some of those painter's overalls. Mm-hmm. They stitched.
That's exactly what it looks like.
They stitched a couple of American flags on the sleeves. And then, yeah, like you said, they just got some like fucking Brahma brand Walmart fucking rubber steel toed boots to put on. It looks like shit. The whole thing, the sequence where they land on Mars, it just looks like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
No, I think MST, I think they did it better in Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Maybe a little. So yeah, then she hitchhikes the ride with the space shuttle to Mars back to Earth. So I guess
they don't
Elon.
Notify Earth right away. Hey, guess what? We found a fucking space babe.
No, she hypnotized.
You remember that? Hey, NASA, you remember Life Force? I think we just did it.
Yeah, I think we did a life force. I'm not going to hang around for too long because I've seen how life force ends. So, yeah, I got to
get out. It's not a happy ending that you would think, yes.
No.
Then she wakes up while they're in the space shuttle without them notifying NASA about anything. Then she hypnotizes them and makes them smash their head on the control pads. Doesn't send the space shuttle spiraling back towards Mars and crashing.
No,
but then
on
she
autopilot.
Also somehow, no. Hold on. She presses a couple of buttons after they're knocked out. Goes up and I'm like, yo, come on, Vampiro. Don't fucking start pressing buttons. Yeah. You don't even, at this point, you are not even speaking Earth English yet, right?
Yeah,
because she says on the way back, she downloaded all the stuff and she learned about English She learned about Earth.
She learned every language on Earth she's learned.
That's why sometimes if I slip into an accent, don't blame me. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a good, that's great. If for some reason I sound like I come from some fucking Balkan region, some like Uzbek irradiated shit that happened in near Chernobyl. If I just happen to sound like some sort of a mail order bride that slips in on occasion, that's because I learned every human language at once.
At the same time, sorry. Don't blame me. Come on. I watch Wheel of Fortune in 72 languages at the same time, okay?
It's fair, yeah. That has nothing to do with the fact that maybe the casting people wanted to save some money.
You know what? I just thought about something. That's probably the best way, if an alien was going to learn all our languages, the quickest way to be watch all the Wheel of Fortunes from all the different countries, right? That shows in every country.
I mean, you learn letters, R-S-T-L-N-E, right? The most popular letters. So you learn the most popular letters in every language, that's for sure. Dude, can you imagine Japanese Wheel of Fortune?
I'm just thinking of all the different kinds. I'm like, holy fucking shit. Imagine Wheel of Fortune in Sweden. Like, if you win the round, you got like $85 million.
That's true. I was just more thinking about how many different characters there are in the Japanese language and how many fucking things you'd have to guess.
Right. Well, no, if anything, I guess you go with Chinese, right? Chinese Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, well, nobody wins anything in Chinese Wheel of Fortune.
Whatever. At least you don't have to pay all the money. You don't have to pay for your spin.
Yeah, you move up the social credit system. Ah, bankrupt. Sorry, you're not a person anymore. We're going to ship you to the Philippines. So anyway, fucking dude, this is one of my favorite scenes. Oh my God. I just remember this. So Vlad goes back to his place, right? And we meet Vlad's number two, his lady friend.
Bernadette Peters.
Dude.
Look at her. Oh, come on, right? Oh, you love the jerk. You love the jerk. Come on, tell me she doesn't like fucking Bernadette Peters.
That skin. She's got that Bernadette Peters, very fair, very fucking flawless, porcelainy skin.
Those Cupid doll lips, right?
Damn, buddy. Yeah. See? Karina Jones in this movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The only tits we see in the movie, by the way, thank you. Thank you. And Tim.
Are they the only, for real?
Yeah, she's the only one we see the tits of. And Tim, I got one for you. She's not in SVU, but she was in an episode of CSI.
That's a poor man's Law and Order.
Can I tell you her character's name?
It's got candy somewhere in the name.
No, but you're she's so close. Tim, she doesn't even have a name. She's credited as Girl Gone Wild.
Oh, shit.
It's an episode from 2002, so you know it's good, Tim. Mm. I might have to check this one out, because God damn, is she good looking. Anyhow, we don't see your tits here, but, dude, Vlad storms in there.
She's got a little bit too much of a ribcage when she's taking that outfit off.
Yeah, I could do a little more meat on her bones. I'm with you
a
there.
Little bit, yeah.
So, Vlad storms into his house, takes his hair extension off, throws it on the ground, and he's like, well,
that was the thing. Yeah, that was the thing that was hiding him. It's like when Superman takes his glasses off, right?
And he's like, well, my cover's blown.
Yeah, you're not the world's most famous fucking vampire. Okay, so hold on. Is Dracula a book in this universe?
No, it can't be.
Do
it
people know
be.
About vampires in this universe? In this universe at all?
Oh no, you know what? It is because they mention Vlad the Impaler in the movie. They talk about Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, because she said something about he came from the Carinthian Mountains from your region.
Carpathian,
he was a count.
Mountains.
Carpathian.
Yeah, Vlad Tepes Dracul. So yeah, and their planet is named Draculon. So Dracula has to be real in this universe. Fuck. Anyhow,
so
my note was...
So there an Abbott and Costello in this universe, too?
I suppose so. You think Daltrey met Abbott and Costello?
My greatest foe since Van Helsing. Yes.
So Vlad walks in the room, right? And Abbott's turned around.
Oh, man. He's imagine the time. You could have had Keith Moon play Abbott. Or Costello. Keith would be Costello. John Entwistle would be Abbott. Yeah.
So then John Entwistle is Abbott, turns around to Keith Moon playing Costello, and he's like, all right, let me tell you something. If you see that Vlad fellow, what I want you to do is I want you to whistle. Now I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to be reading this book. Then Vlad walks in, right? And then Costello sees him, so he goes to try to whistle, and he can't whistle. You know, that old fucking gag.
Man, I hate that shit. Goddamn show.
They were so... Abbott and Costello just used to meet people. They met the mummy. They met Dracula.
No, I just remember watching the TV show late at night, probably after... probably at that time, Mary Tyler Moore was probably over, and then this was coming on. Yeah. But there was one episode where Abbott just kept smacking Lou in the face over and over and over. And it wasn't even like when it was done, it's to this day, it just sticks with me. And just, I cannot fucking stand that comedy couple just because of watching that episode. I just hate it.
Were you a fan of Laurel and Hardy?
No. March of the Wooden Toy Soldiers fucking sucks.
Okay. So you were more than of a, I'm trying to think of other antiquated comedic pairings. I guess Martin and Lewis. You were more of a Martin and Lewis guy.
No, not even really. No.
No. Smothers Brothers. You were a Smothers Brothers guy.
No, the only good thing I could say about the Smothers Brothers is they were the opening to the Who the Kids Are Alright, where yeah. the Who and... smashed the shit, and Keith Moon gave Pete Townsend tendonitis from blowing up too much dynamite in his drum kit.
And from what I've heard, Dick Smothers was kind of like the credit people would give to Johnny Carson for getting comedians started and like mm-hmm. giving them a career. You know what I mean? Dick Smothers was actually the dude doing that kind of shit, not selfishly and not to promote his own show. But he got a lot, like Norm MacDonald famously kind of got his start because of Dick Smothers.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's some reach.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. And who else was? There was somebody else. I don't know. It'll come to me later, I'm sure. Oh, what's his name? Super Dave.
The guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah, Norm Einstein.
No, he's, that's not his name. But, Norm Einstein? What the fuck are you talking about? What are you smoking? Norm Einstein?
Or no, it was Einstein, something, what was it? Bob Einstein, not Norm. Yes. Bob Einstein, not Norm. That's right, because
this is like a Yahoo Serious movie playing Norm Einstein, yes.
It's still fucking Bob Einstein. That's still Einstein is the last name, you dickhead.
I don't know, but you had Norm MacDonald in your head.
That might be it, yeah. That's and that's right. Albert Brooks' older brother, too.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Super Dave is Albert Brooks' older brother.
Holy or shit. Was.
Rest in peace.
Who, him or Albert Brooks?
Bob Einstein, rest in peace. I think Albert Brooks is still alive. Maybe. I don't know.
I hope so. All right.
If not, then sorry,
well,
man.
Well, who knows? By the time this podcast
He's still alive, it says. It says
as of this recording.
As of this recording, he's still alive. So hopefully nothing happens between this recording and Tuesday. Oh, man. So anyhow... he freaks out, and then Vlad's like, all right, well, what we'll do is we'll raid them, right? We'll bring the fight to them. Then this is one of my favorite cuts in the movie. Oh, by the way, he's dressed like Jareth from Labyrinth with how tight those leather pants are and that blue fucking velour V-neck he's wearing.
Everybody was dressing like those people who do those fucking squirrel run fly things. What's that? What, the flight suit?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The human squirrel things. The human flying squirrel. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, Tim's got to take a phone call real quick. We'll see if it's important, Tim. Tim's got the phone mute. Oh, he's got us muted so we can't hear him talk. And I think he might be, if I had to guess right now, Tim Yobo is probably talking to his wife. I can't see what your screen says, but he's giving me the thumbs up. So Tim Yobo is currently talking to his. So I'm going to start having phone sex with Tim and see if it distracts him from his conversation with his wife. Hi there, Tiger. Oh, that's you. Now I can see his wife. Hi, Tim's wife. I was trying to have phone sex with your husband, and he's interrupting me. Okay, I'm going to start. Hey there, Tiger. How you doing? I see you over there wearing that red sweatshirt. Can't see what's going on under the screen, though, Tim. Are you naked, Tim Yobo? Do you currently have your massive bulge and juicy, moist balls out? Just thinking of me, Tim? Ooh. I saw that little wink you gave the camera, Mr. Yobo.
Boy.
Yeah. And we're back.
Sometimes I'm like, hey, I know what we're good match as a couple. Yeah.
You, me and you, or you and your wife?
I'll leave that up to the people who paid to watch a video of this broadcast.
Yeah, vote. Just go ahead and vote on the podcast. So anyhow... Okay, so this is one of my favorite cuts here, Tim. I fucking love this. So Vlad decides, all right, we're going to raid their place, right? We cut back to Helsing. Adam Helsing is driving Vampirella back to the base, right? And we get to see his vanity plates on his car, Tim.
V Hunter?
His vanity plate says V Hunter, which I have that, but the V stands for something different. If you know what I'm talking about. Pussy.
No, he can't be getting too much pussy. He's got to be suspicious of every woman he meets, right?
Tim, don't have a V hunter. If you're in a secret organization,
yes,
that hunts vampires,
yes, I know.
Don't have
yes.
a personal. That's like I've told the story before,
you
but
should
in Chico,
have, you should have been driving around the Dracula.
Oh yeah, that would have been a little more subtle, I suppose. Like I said, in Chico, California, there was a dude whose vanity plate said DUI King. And it was because he was a lawyer who specialized in getting people out of DUI cases. But, like, at some point, you're just driving around a car that says DUI King, and a cop pulls up behind you.
Great for fucking lawsuits, man. You know how many times you're going to get a lawsuit out of that? When you got that asshole cop, like, oh, you think you're going to be smart with me?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you get your buddy Vols fucking 7 days a week.
Which, by the way, now... We can no longer play MLB The Show 24 because...
Did he get banned for hate speech?
He might because he sent a couple messages to the other team that we were playing the other night because there is kind of a little cheap thing that people are doing. There is a 74 card, okay? Most people at this point are using cards at least 85, okay?
Okay, yeah, so it's a lower power level.
At least 85, yes.
Right.
But this guy has a knuckleball. That comes in at like 43 miles an hour and literally goes all the way up in the air. And then right before it gets to plate. No. Right before it gets to plate. Sometimes it goes left. Sometimes it goes right. And then no matter what, if it goes left or right, then it still drops all the way down.
Yeah.
So it can look like the ball's coming in where it's going to be completely over your head.
Yeah,
and
you're going to
end up as a strike at your feet.
Jesus Christ.
And it's just so hard to fucking hit. So he has now told us that whenever he sees that, no matter what, he's going to quit the game. And there's a cool-off timer in MLB The Show. If you quit a game, if the first time you quit, it gives you like a 15-minute timeout. And then the more you quit, it literally goes up to like 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. You cannot play because you've been quitting so many games.
I'll give him partial credit on that one. If people are using some cheap shit, like, I get not wanting to play if somebody's pulling that note. But
Here's the thing, though. If you're patient and you don't swing, most likely he's not going to be throwing you strikes.
Oh, that's true,
And if you're patient enough, which sometimes I will admit I'm not, you're going to make him tire himself out where by the fifth inning he doesn't have enough energy and they got to take him out and they got to put somebody else in. And also, if you get the timing down right, and if you guess, it's an automatic home run when you hit it.
But, and the issue is that Vols isn't patient enough?
By no means. By no fucking means. Sorry, I know, Vols, there's no way that you're listening this far into this podcast at this point.
Yeah.
So, you just don't have the fucking patience.
Well, that's why he's not listening this far into the podcast. So it's self-select.
Yes.
So they go back to the Purge headquarters, and this is where, we learn about the bites infecting, the vampires have mutated, sunlight kills them. Mm-hmm. And then their research guy comes out, and he's like, hey, check it out. I just made a sun gun. And they're like, oh, a stun gun? We've had those for years. He's like, no, a sun gun. See, what it is it looks like a massive cannon, and all it is somebody glued a funnel to a flashlight.
And they put a scope on it for some reason?
Yeah.
Do you need a scope with this gun? For real? This is like some kind of cheap shit in Call of Duty. You're putting a scope on like a fucking a shotgun with a 12-round barrel in it.
Oh, yeah. This is Doom's BFG 9000 with a laser sight. Like, what the fuck is the point? And that's the thing. Okay, let's say you miss. First of all, how can you miss with sunlight?
Yes, because I would imagine, does it come out as a beam or does it come out just more like just keep going and going and going?
It would have to come out like an array, right? It would have to come out like in a cone shape, like any dragon breath weapon.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the gun reminds me of an air blaster.
Yeah.
Which was a toy very popular when I was a kid. I love that
toy. They still do those, Tim. They're real good for scaring cats.
I used to scare my grandmother with that, no matter what, she still fell for it.
Yep, fell right down the stairs for it. Take that, Grandma.
She was always sitting down. Yes, I made sure. Yes, I was smart enough not to get myself in any legal trouble as a 6-year-old. So
instead of
yes.
killing her, you just made her shit her pants and have like a palsy or something. Okay, well, that's pretty good. So then we see the next weapon, which is, again, a shotgun full of shells that are wood-tipped stake or wooden stakes that are silver-tipped, which makes no sense.
Vampires don't really... Isn't silver just a werewolf thing?
That's a werewolf thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, because that's the whole mirror thing, right? Is the original mirrors were made with silver, and that's why you couldn't see the reflection. Right, yes. But I don't recall
Somebody once asked, can you be a vampire if you're a mirror? Yes.
Yes, could a mirror be a vampire? Which it can't, because it couldn't reflect itself. So... what was that? It was a teenage vampire motorcycle fucking... Yeah, go listen to that Grimebin episode. Fantastic.
Yeah, that Grimebin episode.
So... Then Vampirella makes a move on Adam. She's like, listen, what I'm going to do, after Vlad turned my father, I had to kill him, right? But enough about that. Let's fuck. Second guy that won't fuck her.
Dude, this is fucking insane. I don't care if she's from another fucking planet. It's worth the risk, okay?
Tim, this is, you know what this is? This is the movie Species. Where it's like this hot model is trying to get fucked on Earth and nobody will. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What if this is the movie
Teeth? Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, right? I mean, look, at least stick a carrot in it and see what happens.
Yeah. Like fucking little Ron Popeil testing out the Ginsu knife again there, Tim, buddy. Oh,
yeah,
man.
This is insane. I think he even says, hey... This is crazy for a Jim Wynorski movie, but I think you're going too fast. Don't take your clothes off.
Whoa, hold on. Nobody wants to see your tits. I'm like, I kind of did, but, you know.
That would have been something. Get some Mortal Kombat tits.
Could we get Corinna Jones?
That would be a cheat code, right?
Could we get Corinna Jones back out? Because I was all right with her.
Wouldn't it be great if they just cut away to a body double?
Yeah.
It was like... 38 double D.
Oh, that'd be the shit.
She just looks and she goes, you know, one of my powers, I can hypnotize you and make you see whatever I think and whatever you want to see, right?
Yeah, that's true. So I guess she could do that with her tits. That's
a good point. See, any production company wants to hire me, I got ideas how you can get tits into movies with actresses who are smaller chested than you want to be for a heavy metal magazine cover.
Yeah,
or we don't want to do nude scenes. That's it.
Yeah. Just to have like a mystique type character in every movie. That's all we need, Tim. You know, it would have made Forrest Gump more interesting if Julie could shapeshift.
Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah, maybe she can shapeshift in somebody with fucking actual character and stand-up morals.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You only want him after you're sick and he's got millions and millions of dollars. Okay.
Maybe
you
could
shapeshift
into somebody with healthy T cells. So anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, he fucking shoots her down. And then he goes home where that blonde vampire lady, the one that I like, Corinna Jones, she's waiting there for him with her tits out on the couch.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. Tits
okay,
because
she got the stupidest fucking line. Okay, no, thank God they didn't put her in the movie because she goes, hey, what's hot? What the fuck?
Her.
What kind of line is that?
Yeah, it's a bad line. Hey,
and
what's
why
hot?
Why do this whole thing? You're two vampires, okay? You're stronger than humans. Why have this whole setup? I'm not appreciating seeing tits in a movie, but...
Yeah, they gotta add them where they can, really.
Tits and then there's unnecessary tits, which is still okay tits, but...
I'm looking at them. They're pretty necessary.
I don't know. They got too much movement in them.
I mean, that's true. But it's all a distraction, though, Tim. Much like it distracted us, it distracted old Mr. Helsing there because another vampire comes up from behind, fucking KOs his ass.
Yo, she got some fucking blown out hairdo, too.
Yes, she does. Jesus man. The one that Christ. Gets his ass from behind. Uh-huh. Fucking shit, man. That hair wasn't teased. It was tormented.
Like must a have been, lion's vane.
Must have been down in that pit they were talking about, Tim. The pit, the
maybe.
Torture pit.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Where if you, I think you have to get a double flawless and a fatality, and then you fight Vampirella with a green outfit at the bottom of it. But only when the thing flies in front of the moon,
with
if
the
I'm
bigger
not mistaken.
Boobs.
With the bigger boobs, yeah, that's an alternate
outfit.
Fatality,
yes.
Oh, what if that was on Stellar Blade? The alternate outfit gave her bigger tits.
Good move.
But we'll see. I pre-ordered the collector's edition, so I'll let you know more about that later. So
gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, something about the gameplay really spoke to me personally. I don't know what it was, but I dug it.
You and 90% of the people had to get their parents' permission to get their credit card information to buy the game.
Tim, the game is rated M for adults, okay?
Oh, okay, yes.
So it's that it is
always
a mature,
works, yes.
It is a mature game for sophisticated individuals like myself. Okay, Tim, so I don't appreciate you downplaying the art.
Yes, it's art.
Yeah. So then, okay. They call up and they're like, listen, we want to do a swap. We want Deimos back, and you guys can have Adam back, right? And then the dude that runs the organization's like, I don't know, this sounds like some bullshit. And they're like, we'll do it, though. We'll go give it a try. So they meet where Walter and Jesse Pinkman met Tuco in Breaking Bad to do the exchange the first time.
Oh, in the sign graveyard that's still – they turned yeah. The signs are turned on?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've got to advertise the graveyard somehow. Because, yeah, you're right. It's just a junkyard for old Vegas signs that are all plugged in. And somebody's got to be out there replacing the bulbs, too. That's got to be...
Well, no, because I think we've seen this shot before, the sign graveyard, but we've only seen it during the day.
Right, right. But at night, they turn the lights on for you for fun.
Maybe. I mean, hey, why not? It'd be a tourist attraction, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's part dump, part, you know... Gotta go destination.
Yeah.
So they go up to make the exchange, and they have the actor for Adam there, but they're like ADRing him with a really bad voice. And I'm like, that's not the guy. Like, we can all tell that's not the guy, right? So they, whatever, they do the exchange. They give him Deimos back. They get Adam back. Clearly, it's a fake guy.
So now there's vampires who can shapeshift into other people?
Yeah, like Mystique. So there you go, Tim.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I didn't know vampires could shapeshift, too. I knew they could do bat or mist.
Wolf? They could turn, right?
If I could turn into anything, I'd like to turn into, like, a poison cloud. I think would be, if I had my choice. How cool
what
that would be?
What purpose could that
serve? Well, you're in the subway. Right? Mm-hmm. So people are annoying the shit out of you. There's nowhere to sit. Poison mist.
Well, you could just turn into a mist so you didn't need to sit down without having to kill everybody in the subway car like you're in fucking Japan.
Nah, I kind of would prefer the poison part too, I think. Thinking about it. Oh my God, then I could have killed that fucking old bitch at the store. Dude, I almost punched this old fucking lady. This dumb, oh my God. Dude.
You were the Grand Karen?
This fucking bitch. So I'm pushing my shopping cart. This dumb whore is looking down at her fucking phone. She had to be like 80. She's looking at her fucking phone. Damn near rams into my cart. I had to like swerve out of the way. She looks up at me. She's like, watch where you're going. I'm like, I did. Don't look at your fucking phone. Fucking bitch. If my kid wasn't there, I should have punched her in the damn... I would have busted her fucking hip for her.
Why? You think your kid would have ratted you out to the cops and testified against you?
Yeah, probably.
Daddy did it.
No, I don't want to set a bad example for my child, Tim.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I'll just play some Stellar Blade. That might help me calm down a little bit. I think that's what I'll do. So, yeah, they bust out into this fucking gunfight because, lo and behold, Vampirella, they put a tracking device in her fucking blood ampoules. And so the Purge guys all swarm them. They're like, oh, I told you this was a setup. It's an ambush. Then, so while they're having a big gunfight, Vampirella tails Vlad back to his place, right?
No, first they go to the Hoover Dam, right? This is where they go to the dam?
No, the Hoover Dam is at the end, Tim.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where she kills Vlad. So they go back to Vlad's place, where Vlad's killing fucking Deimos, giving him shit for ratting. He's like, so, by the way, how'd they fucking find me? He's like, I didn't rat on you. He's like, no, you ratted on me because look, and there's this newspaper article that's like, vampire rock star is a vampire.
I think the thing is like, where is Johnny Blood? It's the New York Times. It's not the fucking Washington Examiner. They're not going to say, where's the vampire?
Yeah.
Where'd the rock star go? Yeah.
It's not Weekly World News. That's a good point. But him being a real vampire would be like Pete Steele was a vampire. Right? Oh, the fucking the illegitimate father of fucking the bastard son Batboy.
Yes, you know he's laying it down even in the Las Vegas lounge, right?
Oh my God, so many old women just making poor decisions, getting knocked up with a little Batboy.
You would remember me, but I used to follow you back in 63. Yeah.
You see him going through the fucking remnants at a Joanne's Fabric with their fucking Bat Kid. Oh, man. That's a rough life, buddy. Let me tell you. Getting knocked up by Johnny Blood. So, yeah, so he's like, nah, you fucking ratted on me. But that's okay, because here's my plan. Here's his Ozymandias fucking plan from The Watchmen. Vampires.
Makes zero sense.
See, Johnny Blood is a little Elon Musk because he apparently built rockets that they used to launch 10 satellites into space.
That somehow or another they're using some bio thing to be invisible?
Yeah, so it's using biomagnetic shielding so that I guess satellites or radar don't pick it up.
Other satellites don't pick it up, or radar doesn't pick it up, yes.
And the plan is they're going to do what the machines did in The Matrix, which came out 25 years ago on this day. But you know what?
Hats off to the machines, because the machines think ahead versus these fucking asshole vampires.
Yeah. Or no, actually, the humans did that in The Matrix. The humans were the ones that nuked the Earth, so they created a nuclear winter because the machines were solar powered. That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the vampires are doing what the humans were doing in The Matrix, which was a bad plan. They're going to use the satellites to do something which creates a miniature nuclear winter on Earth, right? Killing all of the humans, getting rid of the vampires' food source, and killing all of the vampires.
Yes. No, it won't kill the vampires to begin with, but...
No, they'll starve to death.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. So, sort of a short-sighted... You know, you've ever heard the phrase, cutting off your nose to spite your face?
That's where we're at
with Vlad.
That's what this movie is right here. 3,000 years of planning. That's what we're going to do. We're going to kill our entire food source in one fell swoop.
So did Vlad and them, did they get like Nazi scientists during Operation Paperclip to come and help them with like rocket technology and like we did in America? Or did they just steal the information like the Chinese and Russians?
Well, we're going to find out that they later on they have operatives all across the world, right? When we see that Japanese guy.
Because now we...
He's a mister that the general is talking to. The general of the head vampire of all the world.
Yeah, because
he's referring to this guy as mister.
That's right, because then right after that scene is when we have the meeting with all 12 of the leaders of the vampire gangs around the world.
All fucking mafia
guys.
All
mafia. Right.
Not even Yakuza or anything like that. Just straight up Brooklyn Mafia.
Nothing. No triads, no Yakuza, no nothing. Yeah, just fucking waste management, Brooklyn Mafia. That's it. All right, whatever, man. So anyhow, he's like, all right, guys, here's the deal. We're going to blow up the Earth, I guess. We're going to nuclear winter the Earth. And we go back to fucking Walter, the leader of the Purge organization, and he's praying to God,
yes.
The old guy. Now he's praying to God for help.
Okay, and here's what I have written down. Is dude, he says, I haven't done this for 40 years, right?
Yeah.
He is a vet of this place. He's been working there longer than anybody else because he's the partner of the founder's son, Ben Helsing, right?
Yeah.
At this point, they only found out about the ET vampire thing maybe, what, a couple weeks ago at most, right?
Yeah.
Up until that point, you didn't think God was real? If a cross and holy water from the Pope are stopping, is what your tools are to stop these things.
That is a very good point, yeah. Why would you get holy water if you don't believe in God?
And if you see it working...
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah. Yes. Once it started working, then wouldn't you be like, all right, well, fuck, I guess there's something to this. Maybe.
Whatever you, I'm an atheist, but if whatever religion started actually working and showing me, oh yes,
yeah.
When I do this, this happens. I'd be like, you know what?
Well, that's
maybe I was wrong. Yes. And I'd be going to church a lot more than once every 40 years.
That's because the whole premise of atheism is you just don't believe something because there's not sufficient evidence to support it. Once there becomes sufficient evidence to support it, then...
I could believe in Thor tomorrow, for all I know.
It's no longer even really a belief at that point. It's just sort of acknowledging it as a fact. You know what I mean? I mean, everything is a belief. I understand that. But yeah, no, totally, totally. So, all right. He prays to God to get some help. And then he gets note that he's going to get some assistance. And people are going to help him with the raid on fucking Vlad's compound. And also gets word where Vlad's compound is.
He's only taking a knee, too. He's not down on his knees. He's taking a knee.
Yeah, just one. He's Kaepernicking it, which I think God gets pissed about. At least I know his people do. So no worries. Vampirella fucking flies into Vlad's pit place, marches in there, goes to beat some ass. Finds Vlad's coffin, swings it open. Oh, snap. It's fucking empty.
Trap. Yeah.
Trap. Of course it's a trap. You didn't, dude. This is the oldest trick in the vampire book. The fake coffin. I mean, it's up there with the Roadrunner painting a cave on the side of a mountain. You know what I mean?
She's been asleep for 3,000 years, not them.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Maybe that's why she fell for it. So then, of course, Vlad and his crew get the drop on her. They're like, look, why don't you just join forces with us? You're a vampire. I'm a vampire. We could gel together. She's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Where's Adam? For some reason, I'm in love with him, I guess.
Yeah. Forget the nerd. What about the nerd?
Yeah, throw him some pussy. He can use it.
He's the one who told you put some clothes on, right?
Yeah, see, that's the problem, though, is they never go for the nice guy, Tim. They always go for the fucking Chad Van Helsing piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ready to put a stake through their heart.
Yep. Instead of really, truly caring for them while you stalk them. Like a fucking creep. So anyway, oh my God. They lock her ass up in the room with Adam, and they're like, all right. Here's what's going to happen. In 24 hours, you're going to run out of blood in your body, and then you're going to go feral, and you're going to eat him. Now, pause.
Okay. Again, let's get back to the thing. Yes, how many fucking things in that bracelet? If she has to do this thing every 24 hours, and she has a lifetime supply, okay? Forget what I said before. Now this doesn't work. Even with vampire matches, it doesn't work anymore. Mm.
So every 24 hours, she has to take one, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do a little bit of math on how many vials there needs to be. So she's going to live forever because she's a vampire, so I need to
infinity. Hold on. Let's see, because Roger Daltrey is the original vampire, right? And he's been alive for at least 3,000, this movie came out, maybe 38 years.
Okay, maybe so let's say 3,038,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's at least how long they're going to live. Maybe not infinity. We don't know, right? How many blood vials is she going to need that last for 24 hours?
Well, if you had, if the average lifespan of a vampire was 3,048 years, right? And we're not going to count leap days, so we'll just go your standard calendar year. She would need 1,112,520 vials of blood.
How big are the vials of blood that she has?
I don't think
they're about like the size of like a 50 millimeter bullet.
I didn't check how many chambers there were in the armband her mother gave her. I didn't count a million.
Well, may have been a little shy. Look, if you saw Mortal Kombat, you know this is a very slender woman. She doesn't have like Arnold Schwarzenegger style arms. Okay,
yeah,
so
she doesn't
at most, she's got 12 of those fucking vials in her fucking bracelet.
Yeah, she doesn't have Hogan's fucking python she's working with there. She's more your heroin chic, let's say.
Yes. Kate Moss arms more than Hogan.
Right,
Hulk
right.
Hogan, yes.
Nah, yeah. Less Hogan, more Moss. Okay, whatever. Logic aside. They're like, then, you know, you'll prove it to us because you'll eat him and then we'll know you're a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So they get up all the satellites. They get it all set up. And then Tim... If you're the movie villain, you've set satellites up to destroy the Earth. You've locked your villain, your main antagonist up with her partner. It's time to take a nap. Because this motherfucker just
tomorrow.
Says,
yes.
Yeah, let's have a nap time. So tonight we
let's
can
not
fucking...
put our suits on. Let's not worry about that. We're inside. If the suits work, being inside without the sun works also, right?
Yeah. Again, Tim, I hate to bring up Watchmen yet again, but it was one thing you have to admit they got right with Ozymandias. When he brought him in and gave him the fucking parlor room thing about, here's what I'm going to do, and here's why, and what's going to happen. And they're like, well, we're going to stop your ass. And he's like, no, I'm not stupid. I did that 20 minutes ago. I'm just telling you about it. You can't do shit now.
Great twist. You got my ass. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Right. Just by doing something logically. So... Hats off to him for trying the Ozymandias thing, I guess, with the satellites or whatever. But even though in Watchmen, in the graphic novel, I know it was squid monsters from another dimension. But we won't get into that. That was a little not great. But yeah, then they just, all right, now I'm going to turn my back on you guys and assume everything went according to plan, said Dr. Evil. So they go take a nap. During the then he gets up. Goes outside. He stands on the balcony, a la Michael Jackson shaking a toddler, Vlad does, and he's giving a speech to his millions of followers. And by millions, I mean 10 guys.
30, 40.
10 guys.
One really enthusiastic vampire.
Yeah, one guy was really into it. That was the extra that was getting paid. Everybody else, they were like lighting people. There was some craft service.
That was the director again.
Yeah, the director was probably the enthusiastic one. That's fair. It's like, yeah, dude, if only your tits were bigger, this would be a better movie. Because that's what's missing from it. So then we get this cameo from the tall man on the video screen from the elder of the Vampire Council on Earth. And Vampirella, she's in there getting all worked up. She's like, oh, her eyes turn red. She's like, fuck, I got to eat this Adam guy. And then Adam Van Helsing's like, hey, I got a plan Vlad never could have accounted for. What if you just eat a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you're a fucking genius. You're a genius because then I won't die and you'll still be alive.
So now, does this drinking human blood, does it give her extra strength? Because she looks to be like 10 times stronger after this than she does at any other point in this movie.
It's like Popeye. We've got a Popeye situation here where he's been eating synthetic spinach that's ironically made out of meat. Oh, wouldn't that be funny, Tim? We've got to do the gritty Popeye reboot. Where it's a horror movie and he's powered by artificial spinach. He gets a taste of the real thing and goes crazy.
Public domain yet?
Oh, Popeye public domain. Let's see here. You know what? I'm looking up the article right now. And Tim, Popeye the Sailor will enter the public domain in 2025. We've got 1 year to write the script.
We could write that script in 1 week.
That's true. We could write the... I've seen Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. We could write the script in 1 week. That's a good point. Who do we know with some tits that'll be in the movie? Is Julia Strange still around?
No. Have you seen Olive Oil? What are you talking about?
Not my Olive Oil, buddy.
Mm. Oh, you want Sydney Sweeney as Olive Oil?
Oh. I don't know. You just said Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah.
You just had Cindy Sweeney and oil, and that's all I need. So anyway, let me cool down for a sec. So,
yeah, I got to take a quick piss. Cover for me for five. Two
minutes. No problem. We're wrapping it up anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, Adam gave her a taste of it, and she gets addicted immediately. And then while they're hanging out in there, Vlad's fucking weird come on to me song starts playing, and Vlad sends his goons to go get Vampirella out of the prison cell that they had her locked in with fucking Adam, right? So the goons come in there and Adam's laying on the floor and she's just got a little bit of like little dripple of blood, little drool of blood on her cheek. I guess to prove that she did it. She has no decorum. She's got no manners. So, like, you take this bitch to the Cheesecake Factory and she order, like, what would she get at Cheesecake Factory? We think about that. She'd probably get, like, the loaded nachos or something as an appetizer, which is a one you're supposed to share, but then you don't want any of the loaded nachos. So she'd get that. And then she'd probably would get, I'm guessing, like sliders or something for the dinner, but not get the fries. And then she'll eat your fries. So anyhow, imagine that lady. And while you're talking to her, she just ate a bunch of French fries and she's got a bunch of ketchup on her face. And she just leaves it there. She's got that level of decorum, Vampirella here, because she doesn't just wipe the little bit of blood off her face. I guess she's got to prove to them. She's like, listen, not only did I actually bite the guy, because you can tell because I'm still alive. I'm not like a crazy feral vampire or a starved to death vampire. You could tell that I fed off of him, but you have to see the blood to really prove it. You know what I mean?
Weak proof, right? That's even it if is. She does, it doesn't mean that she's going to be his minion.
Right. Well, that he's going to be her minion, but yeah. You know. So they come in there to they're like, all right, well, clearly she fucking did the job. They get her out there and they bring her. They're going to bring her in to go see Vlad. Right. And so she knocks the fucking dude out. She's like, oh, snap. It's a trick. Right. KOs their asses. And then she does the Star Wars fucking here's the prisoner's move. Adam. Because she has Adam dress up in one of their rubber suits. Oh, God.
No, he's just wearing the robe. I don't even think he's wearing the rubber suit, right? Yeah.
It should have been a rubber suit.
Half a few vampires not recognizing a human amongst yourselves.
I know. They can smell blood because she's all like, it's only been an hour.
Yes, I can already smell your blood.
But apparently Vlad can't do that. Neither can any of the other vampires he walks by.
Most powerful vampire in the universe. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's just got a blind spot for dudes, I guess. I don't know. So then the Purge guys, the fucking old man Wayne and all of his homies, it looks like they went and they rented some trucks.
Some pickup trucks, yeah.
And everybody like loaded up into the back.
You're hunting vampires, okay? This is where this is the final showdown between human and vampire,
The final showdown between humans and vampires. You're the only thing stopping the world from just imminent destruction and the extinction of all mankind. You're some secret, like, black ops, military, government-funded operation that's very hush-hush with big underground chambers. You've got an R&D budget where they're effectively making a plasma cannon that charges itself up. So transportation, though?
With the power of the sun. Yeah.
With the power of the Earth's yellow sun. Yeah. Transportation, though, you know what? My buddy Bill, he'll let us borrow the truck.
It's Thursday, right?
Yeah. Look, yeah. They had no budget left. It had been embezzled by the guy that runs fucking Excalibur by this
or
point.
Or they had to rent those pickup trucks from the guy's friend.
Yeah, I know a guy. I know a guy that's got some.
He's
vehicles.
A Lamborghini. He's some armored personnel carriers. I got you. Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's armored. And you get it. What that means is that they put a bunch of 2x4s up in the bed of the truck so you don't fall out.
Yeah, wood. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Trying to shoot an arrow with that.
Yeah. Oh, what? You wanted steel plating or something? You should have said that.
That's going to cost extra. And 3 weeks later, yeah.
So they're like, all right, fuck it. They barge in there. Vampirella knees Vlad in the nuts. That's her big fucking move. Her penultimate move. That's her big fighting move.
Is this the first time we've ever seen a vampire taken down by a nut shot?
No, because that was a ghoul. That wasn't a vampire. I was thinking about the guy at the bar in Bordello of Blood that gets kneed in the nuts, but he's not a vampire. They never turned him.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. So that's a good point. I think so. This is the vampire
hats off
equivalent.
For this movie, yeah.
So the vampire equivalent of Wolfman's Got Nards. So there you go. Then Vampirella gets a gun and she shoots Vlad's computer, right? Now, Tim, describe to me what happens to the satellites.
Once he shoots the computer,
yes,
all the satellites, well, I'm going to assume because we only see one, just explode.
It looked to me like it dissolved. I didn't really see an explosion.
Well, dissolve, yes, because that's going to take a lot less money than explosion. But yeah,
yeah,
shooting a computer, dissolve these satellites, in outer space.
Their special effects coordinator, whose last name happened to be Corleone, told them it was going to cost an extra $5 million to render an explosion in space.
Oh yeah, don't worry about it. I know somebody can do it for $50,000.
Yeah, $50,000 will make it look real good, like nothing you ever seen before. And that was nothing we ever saw, because they just, like, one scene it's there, and then the next frame it's just kind of gone. Just kind of dissolves. It's so fucking weird. Okay, so that, just shoot the computer. Perfect. Then they get in a nice, fun little gunfight. Vlad tries to run away, and Vampirella chases his ass. Then Walter gets to rescues
the Irish guy, right?
Yeah, Demos. He shoots fucking Demos in the back.
Yes. Because now he's on her side. Yeah.
Yeah, the nerd was the one that shoots the Irish guy because he's got the fucking the sun gun.
Yeah.
Which again just kind of makes the vampire disappear after a flash of light. No cool, like, he's on fire, no skeleton.
Come on, this is a fucking Blade.
I'm thinking, like, John Carpenter's Vampires, even. They couldn't hit that level. It's pretty down there, buddy. So, then Vampirella chases his ass, and they turn to bats, and then they bat chase each other to the Hoover Dam.
Big vampire hub, which, by the way, talk about wasting tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
This place only got 2 employees. I don't think they're wasting anybody's money.
No, not at all. No. That's how they could film there, Tim. They just had to keep 2 employees busy. So they just had Corinna Jones run around topless, and they filmed the rest of the movie.
No security, nothing at all. Thank God, yeah.
No, nothing at all. So, yeah, just, you know, if you're a terrorist and you want to blow something up in America, start with Hoover Dam.
I think you missed your shot. It's probably,
yeah.
Hopefully, probably it's a little bit different now. Yes.
Hopefully, yeah. Probably, yeah. That's a good point. So then, their big fight is that she just like rips a piece of rebar out of the ground and impales Vlad with it.
But that doesn't kill him, is it? Because it's not wood.
No, it's not wood. You're right. You know what kills him, Tim? Lightning.
Electricity? He's a fucking Frankenstein vampire?
he gets reverse Jasoned from fucking Jason Lives. Because you'll remember, Jason Lives, he got stuck with a piece of metal and struck by lightning.
Yes, that's how he brought him back. Yes.
Yeah, so Vlad gets reversed.
By Horseshack, right?
By Horseshack.
Yeah.
So you know what? We need Horseshack in the sequel to this movie, which, by the way, the credits do tease a sequel in this movie.
Yes, because, I mean, he is a vampire, right? And if they're following the vampire law, that's not enough to kill him, right?
Right. Plus, in the credits, it literally says, join us again for Death's Dark Avenger.
Wait, you got that far into the credits? Holy shit.
Yeah. I was hoping there'd be, like... remember at the end of, what was it, The Howling 3, where you just see the tits over and over again? I was hoping for that. I check every movie I watch to make sure.
So it wasn't MCU that trained you to stay through the last of the credits. It was The Howling 3.
It was The Howling 3. Yeah, Tim. Mm-hmm. So no, then he just like Mr. Highway from fucking The Good Son, a dummy, rolls down the side of the fucking Hoover Dam on fire.
I wonder how much that cost to be able to film that.
I don't think they told anybody.
You meant the paperwork that you had to fill out? You think they just did that? They just said dummy on fire and just chucked it?
I think they did. I think they just did it, and then they told them it was an accident. They're like, look, man, there was lightning.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission, right?
But, Tim, we've got cliff edges and lightning. This is basically a Highlander. This is basically
hold the fuck on. Because I don't know about you, but this shit, the ending, which after she looks and she sees him falling down, and I don't know, there's some monologue or something like that she gives, all of a sudden the fucking strobe effects from the lightning almost gave me an epileptic fit. And I don't have epilepsy.
Oh, it was insane. Yeah.
It was fucking ridiculous. Especially the second time I watched this on 1.25 speed. It really almost fucking killed
me. Oh, my God. That's like that Pokemon episode. Dude, you could have a seizure. You could be laying on the floor fucking drooling. Worse than usual.
My wife comes home. That's how she finds me after watching fucking Vampirella. Come on, man.
Jesus. Watch it does have the Howling 3 ending where it's just that chick's tits over and over. You're laying on the ground and fucking drooling. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So she bends down, though. She picks up her stepfather's necklace that fucking Vlad stole.
Yeah.
And then, she monologues. She's like, my destiny is to show man the ways of peace. And I just said, great. Perfect fucking ending.
What happened to her bracelet?
I don't know.
She's going to need to start drinking some human blood then, ain't she?
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good point. Although, how far through the treatment was she? Maybe she's far enough she's got half of forever.
No, because she's going to go 24 hours without it before she was almost going to eat a fucking boyfriend.
Well, we already know it's 1.1 million vials, so there's probably some more that just aren't in her bracelet.
Maybe we're talking about Earth math, not Dracula math, right?
Maybe it's like how the Christian apologists always try to say that a day... in God's life is something like a fucking million years in ours. And that's how it explains evolution, because it was the fifth day or whatever. Makes as much sense. Yeah. So, folks, that is fucking Vampirella in goddamn Tim. Mm-hmm. I gotta admit, it was a fun movie.
It was okay enough,
It was okay enough. Again, though, I'm just startled that this came out in 1996. It just... does not add up.
I mean, it was direct to video, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
96? Yeah, still, come on, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe it was made in, let's say, 89, and they were sitting on it for a little while.
Maybe you can't get a studio to pick it up. All of a sudden, some video company comes along. There's Roger Daltrey, the woman from Mortal Kombat. We can put that on the cover.
Yeah, we got Roger Daltrey attached, so that's definitely going to sell the movie.
It would have been good enough for me. If I would have seen him in this movie, I definitely would have rented it 100%. 100%.
True. Back the 96? Absolutely. I could totally see that. That makes sense. But, I mean, for you, though, totally. It's like I said, I think it's a fun hangover movie. Just don't pay a lot of attention to the plot, and you're totally fine.
Yep.
Totally, because it's got enough like humorous, just stupid shit. The visual effects in it are ridiculous.
Anytime you see her wearing a coat, just fast forward.
Fast forward till the coat's off and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait till the jacket's off to jacket off, like I always say. So, Tim, buddy, is there anything you would like people to pay attention to on the internet?
Like I always say, pay attention to us. Give us 5-star reviews. If you can't give us money on the Patreon, which you get movies, you get to join the Discord, lots of good stuff. Bonus episodes, right?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Grindin podcast, Mustachio podcast. Let's give it up for Everything I Learned from Movies, which I think I'm going to be doing a sneak attack on pretty soon because Mike invited me on. I don't know if Steve and Izzy know that I'm going to be on, but I will be on this show.
I might be meeting up with them to get a beer here pretty soon.
Wow, look at
that. They're coming out old Hollywood way, meeting up with old Hollywood Eddie.
They're leaving Utah for beer? They're going to give some porn?
Yep, they're going to do porn when they get out here.
I didn't say that's exactly do porn, what we'll but I know in Utah you can't watch porn anymore.
That's
so
true, yeah. Or Texas, you have to upload your ID to view porn. The state that loves its freedom, Texas, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'll give a little shout out to the Plex, to the blood bank here, because we've added some new stuff as of just 3 hours ago. As a matter of fact,
nice. Tim,
I got some good ones for you here. Let me shout out a couple for you. We'll start, Tim, with Daughters of Eve.
Okay.
This is 1986.
Mm-hmm. Okay, promising.
Romance.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
A young woman chooses celibacy, turns to religion, and demonizes men in order to control her intense sexual desires.
Oh, she's going to pop. She's going to pop, ain't she?
Yeah. Damn. Then her sister suddenly visits her seaside village, which opens many old
wounds. Is this an episode that you're going to be able to do, Eddie?
Maybe, Tim. It might have a little white fire going on. Yeah. The whitest of fires, too, man, looking at these actresses. So you can check that one out if you're, feeling a bit amorous. And if you're not, if you're feeling more fun mood, you can watch The Demolitionist. It's directed by Robert Kurtzman, Tim. 1995.
Who's in that?
You got Nicole Eggert.
Oh, God. Baywatch.
And you've got Heather Langenkamp in it. So, okay. Yeah, little, all right.
Weird matchup.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. You got Bruce Abbott. That's a hell of a cast.
Mm-hmm.
Got here, buddy. Well, he was a Reanimator. We love him from there. Here's the plot. A murdered police officer is brought back to life by a cold-hearted scientist to serve as the Demolitionist, the ultimate crime-fighting weapon in a city overrun by criminals and internal corruption. P.S. This is not RoboCop. Stop saying that.
That's literally what it says?
No, it doesn't literally say that. No. But
I was going to say, if it does, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, the review that, oh my God, I think Nicole Eggert's the lead. I think she's the murdered cop. Tim, buddy, we got to watch.
Yo, let me just say this, because for real, she might be one of the worst actresses ever to appear on Baywatch.
A million, and that's saying something.
Yes.
1,000,000%. Yeah, that puts her high in just of all the actresses in the world.
Yeah.
And finally, Tim, we'll go with one last one here. How about Dark Knight of the Scarecrows 2? That's got to be good.
Good enough to me, too, yeah.
2022, when Chris Reimer and her young son Jeremy are forced to relocate to a small rural community, they have no idea of the past terror that their presence will reawaken. Tim, there's a guy in here named Tim Gooch.
My real name.
Yeah, your real last name is Gooch. And my real last name's Taint, so it makes perfect sense.
Can I change from Yobo to Gooch?
You know what? I'm fine with that, buddy. I'll put that in the credits for this episode.
No, right, how about so Tim Yobo the Gooch? There you go.
Timmy the Gooch Yobo. I like it, buddy. So, Tim, I think with that, this is how we end it.
Mm-hmm.